106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
L.A.
Where you go to school?
CES.
The line is, the road has got me hypnotized. What is the song?
Radar Love by White Lion.
I think you got a pocket rocket radio for you from Nutty Hobos and Pirate Radio. Good morning, Pirate Radio. Who's on the line?
Hi, Scott Shannon, Frank Ziegler.
From his automobile?
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Mr. Ziegler?
South Valley.
The line goes, the Molotov cocktail is the local drink. What's the song?
Don Henley. All she wants to do is dance.
All she wants to do is... You got it, man. You're on Pocket Rocket from Pirate Radio and Nutty. Oh,
thank you. Have a good one.
Hoo-hee.
We were shooting in the Grand Gallery, and we did go into work one day. And oh wait, Tom, you got to change out of your rehearsal pants. So I leaned against like a 5,000-year-old statue of Apollo to change my rehearsal pants. And I don't wear any shorts, if you know what I'm saying. So I had to get those on. Because they make a line. And
of course,
well,
you don't need that.
On the big screen.
You're trying to sell tickets, for God's sake.
You bet I am.
Yeah.
And then. Well, it's been a long time since I made Dig. And every movie comes up and gives me professional direction that is so obvious that honestly, why, I'm the professional. You don't think I haven't figured this out? On Splash, we were underwater, you know, and he'd come up and say, remember, swim, you know. So, I know, Dave. I know. Apollo 13, he'd come up and say, remember, driving to work in Paris is really a gas because you feel like you're driving through the opening title sequence of a TV show about a guy who lives in Paris. Because, you know, you're in a car, you go past the Trocadero, and you head right to the Eiffel Tower, and you turn left, and you come down along the Seine, and you go back. It's just like, really, I could almost hear the music. Every day.
Men lie, we live lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Every man in here got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we hide porno, we go all out. It ain't behind the refrigerator or under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hide some porno. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shift to the side. You go down two flights of stairs into your porno cellar. Janet Jackme, yes. Toby Kai, Gina Davidson, that's right.
You Rob, Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
Men, tired of hair replacement methods that look terrible and just don't work? Well, now, due to a revolutionary process, a full, natural head of hair is no longer just a dream. So why wait? Do what hundreds of active men have already done.
I was completely bald just 6 months ago, until I discovered the Pubic Hair Club for Men.
Yes, the Pubic Hair Club for Men will change your life, and here are the facts. Pubic hair never needs cutting, never needs curling. Just a shot of Cruex, and you're on the go. Say goodbye to expensive body waves and styling bills. Pubic hair is genetically pre-programmed to grow only so much. Put hair on your head with no overhead.
I had more than enough hair down there, so when Pubic Hair Club moved it up top, I was ecstatic.
We take hundreds of tiny pubic hairs and arrange them in a natural, healthy pattern. The color, the luster, and of course, the undeniable curl that says pubic hair.
Hi, I'm Ned Ulock. And remember, I'm not only president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men, I'm also a client.
So what are you waiting for?
I'm away, I'm Hitler!
Goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you really? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Isn't that nice? You see, there are some women who choose to stay while their children are maturing in front of their eyes.
Right.
Who care and want to nurture them and fondle them and help them grow up into... Not too much fun. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Regis will not be babysitting anymore.
Come here, little boy. I'm just kidding. What are we doing here? Where are we going?
Brenda,
oh, yeah.
Congratulations. This is just great. I got a babysitter for you.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard. Your contribution?
My contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
And how would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard,
uh-huh.
What is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
go ahead.
Well, that's the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the and testicle fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean it.
Intestical fortitude.
Yeah.
Intestical.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
All right, how about that, Regis? Every day now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's get the kids together and fondle. Be a good mother, fondle your child.
Wow, Regis.
And he doesn't get it for 50 seconds. And
not
then
right
finally
away.
Gets, hey, can me a little boy?
That's kind of the reason to keep her around, I believe.
Oh, Mike. Hold on.
Yeah. The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between, let's see, 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5. And out. On the West Coast, noon at 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Hello!
Yes.
He's available. Call today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe you.
Any day.
Hello! Paul McCartney and the chicken tenders.
Oh, hi there.
Good wings.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, hi, Tony. Okay. Hi, Donovan.
Hi there.
about Paul?
He's a fag.
I don't think so.
Pretty good.
I don't think so.
Pretty good.
Jerry, you saw Paul, right?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Wow.
How about you, Joe?
I'm on my second beer.
Testicle fortitude there.
But Bob Barker.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, look at him. Just standing there. Doing his gay I love Paul dance.
Yes, it is very gay. Look at him.
He's mentally retarded.
How is?
I was wondering, how is your fried cricket?
How is your telephone?
Not good.
No, I got one for you.
Yes.
Don't answer it, really.
Okay.
How's your credit? How's your credit?
Fine.
Okay.
That's right. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
That one, I'll make him explain to you in a second.
Oh, good.
You'll get great joy out of this.
Oh, very good.
Out of Mr. Swingin' Dick.
This you will like. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Yamin and all the ships at sea. They are perfectly normal.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
According to who?
Most surveys reflect it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
I appreciate it.
I like saying you can tell by the smell. Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday. 05 18 06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz is the only one who's not. And hi there, Buzz. And folks, here you go. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's the main number. I don't forget, we'll be playing the most requested song of the hour, top of every hour. High School Spirit Contest as well. Hello. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line, Eric?
You can also call 800-636-1067. And for a limited time, you can call 202-432-1067 if you're listening to us on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Enjoy that number.
Let's see. Also, we are on the internet. You know that. If you're listening on your computer, you know that. If you don't already, go to your computer. Go to donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. We are also on iTunes. About 99 episodes are up there. Go to iTunes under Talk Radio. And, of course, we live in the electronic age.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Send us an email. We won't read it.
No.
We got a guy who reads the email.
That's right.
Try sending us an email from anywhere in the world.
You can send the email to donandmikewebsite.com.
Worldwide. That's the official website of the show. And here's the first call of a new show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I just heard the other day on the radio that Paul McCartney and his one-legged lady are breaking up.
You're kidding me.
No, that's what I heard.
Why didn't you call us sooner?
You are kidding me.
No, I'm pulling your leg.
I turned the mics off now. You can't hear us. Just wait.
Eject.
Even his tone was dumb.
Yes. Eject. Eject.
But I got... Hold on, before we actually start the show, I got something. Speaking of... Heather Mills McCartney.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, great one-legged wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I got this email from somebody. Let me see. It's from Yahoo. It's a Yahoo News story.
Ah.
This is way back from September of last year.
Okay.
Let me see. This Tuesday, after an animal rights rally, Paul McCartney's wife, PETA activist Heather Mills McCartney,
right,
urged demonstrators to boycott J-Lo's music, movies, and clothes,
huh,
because her fashion line uses real fur. However, when she tried to deliver a video of animals being killed for fur to Jennifer Lopez, she met with more than a little resistance. After walking into the building opposite Manhattan's Bryant Park with an entourage of journalists and photographers, Mrs. McCartney, who lost a leg after being hit by a car in 1993,
right,
was confronted by burly minders who yelled, "You have no authority to be here. Get out." Leave the floor immediately.
You have no authority to be here.
I can't believe we didn't have this story. Listen, here's where I'm leading to. Right. In the tussle that ensued,
yes,
Mills McCartney's prosthetic leg became detached.
Oh, no.
She bent down and clutched for her leg.
Wow.
Before asking to use the bathroom so she could reattach it.
What a scene that is.
Guards refused. And she was forced to cling to a photographer as she carried out the humiliating task on a stairwell.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wouldn't even let her use the bathroom.
No. We should get some burly minders.
Okay, so there you go. That's...
She should have hit them with her leg.
I mean, I can't believe that we didn't have that story that she was at a protest against J-Lo and that we're trying to, the burly minders are pushing her out of the way and her leg fell off.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's turned on?
Never knew you were into that, Rob.
Hot.
There are guys that are.
I know.
And listen, in our segment with Lisa the homeless chick, who's still living in our office and living in our garage,
right,
we do have maybe some sexcapades to tell
you. Really?
I don't want to say nothing because yesterday I called her a pump and she said she's not a pump.
Very
sensitive. Like that at all. We'll get into this. I'll just tell you what I've heard. Uh-huh. And we'll hear it from her in a couple of seconds.
Good. She's pregnant?
Well, last night there was another fella who, from what I hear, came by to see her, right, to wine her and dine her.
Wow.
And,
this is off the radio, obviously.
Right, and they went to...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Shocked. They went to Mike's joint.
Right.
And they came back, and I guess she wanted him to come inside, so to
That's
speak.
That's rare these days.
And
she meet her when they were out? Or listen,
I don't know all the details. Okay. I just know that there was a guy.
Uh-huh.
And when they got back, Joshua Tree, because it's his job to make sure that she stays in the office.
Right.
And no one else comes in. He said... He can't come in the office because it's after business hours. So they, the two of them got the bottle of wine and spent the night in her car in the parking lot.
Spent the night?
That's what I hear.
The whole tray?
Oh, that's my God. All I know is the Robert's lasagna was virtually untouched.
That's what I hear. Oh, that'll break his heart.
Did you see it out there? Did you see what resembles like a bombed-out grocery store that we have down in the hallway?
And you know what's sad is that there is like 24 hours of disc jockeys walking by.
Touching, every one of them touching it, but not eating it.
Yeah,
picking
yeah,
at it, touching yeah, it. There's the noodle soup that it's unopened. There are half-eaten donuts.
It's a crime ring.
A loaf of bread that's been untouched.
I know.
Well, those are all the loving surprise supplies that Robert De Niro brought by yesterday, famous actor.
And it's very sad to see his wonderful lasagna sitting there uneaten.
Really,
and now, of course, now it's ruined. It's just been sitting out in the warm, fluorescent light.
Well, we will talk to HLP in a couple of seconds. Homeless Lisa Pump. And we'll find out exactly what she's doing.
Really?
And what she's up to.
A night in the car.
So who knows? Who knows what happened?
Well, I guess Joshua Tree will know too, right?
Yep. We're going to give a whole break to them and find out exactly what was going on. I did want to give you a quick update because I do like telling you what's happening in my new life,
right,
you know,
right,
you know, being the modern widower.
Mm-hmm.
Big step last night, as I mentioned. My girlfriend actually spent the night on a school night.
Mm.
And it was late in the show yesterday, and we were running late, and I apologize about that if you're a four-hour listener. Like, the last half hour yesterday was commercials. There's just dick we can do about that.
Right.
There's just nothing we can do about that. Because if we talk longer than 20 minutes at any given time, we're late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, in a perfect world, they'd have us break for commercials in 2 minutes.
Right.
I mean, we can't break for commercials in 2 minutes.
No, we're not ready. We just got here.
Right.
Well, we're going to work on it.
All right.
We ran late yesterday, and during all of that, at about 6:30, she called me up on my cell during a commercial break. Now, my dog had to go to the vet today, my little one, Max, to have a bunch of stuff done, and one of the things was that he wasn't allowed to eat after,
right,
you know, like 6 or 7 o'clock, whatever it was. So she called, and she said, I guess it was pouring rain, she said, hi, the key doesn't work, the lock to your house is broken. And I said, well, okay, I don't know what to tell you. I go to the back door. Goodbye. Click. Hang up. So we come on. We did like 2 minutes of radio, 3 minutes of radio.
Right.
We go to break. I call her back up again. She's like, okay, well, there's another way to get into the house. What's the code? And again, this is where, you know, you know what I said to her, actually? I was frazzled. We were in the middle of doing the show yesterday.
Yeah.
It was crazy to hear people yelling about the commercials. I'm on the phone with her. She says, it's raining. I can hear the dogs barking, waiting to be let outside. She says, I don't know what the code is to open the other door on the other side. Because we got like an electronic panel thing. And I said, you know what? Ask Frida. for just a moment.
Wow,
right.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She knew the number.
She would have known that.
I don't know the number to get in.
Right.
Well, she was asking for the code. I might have said, watch ass little Ron Howard.
Yeah, he knows who it is, maybe.
Wow.
That's little Tommy Hanks.
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, wow.
No,
yeah,
wow. That's wild.
Wild. Wild. That is. Da Vinci Code.
That is wild.
That's wild. Yeah, bad movie.
Wild. So she got inside the house, and
good.
Thank goodness. It was a good night for her to be there, because, oh, boy, am I a mess by myself. I mean, she, by the time I got home, had already called a locksmith, and you know, already figured out what was wrong, and was like saying, you know, this lock is about to fall off the door.
Right.
And I said, well, when were you going to fix it? I said, you know, I don't know.
I can get around to it.
You know, when it falls off, I guess.
Right.
So we had a good night last night. Now, here's the problem, and not really a problem. It's just to that point in the relationship where, you know, she's over on a school night,
mm-hmm.
and... We, you know, we got to get up in the morning, and she's got to go to work, and I've got to do work, and
right,
it's
right.
like it's and she's got some bone chip spur thing happening in her foot. So,
ouch.
So as we were sitting in front of the TV watching, you know, the Elliot Yameen, you know, trial,
right,
which is what I like calling the American Idol finals now, trials.
When the jury came back,
yeah,
last night.
So she's got her leg up in this big thing of ice water, which is what they've told her to do.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate the leg, put it in ice water. And she's had maybe a mild painkiller, but she's had, because she's in a lot of pain,
mm-hmm.
she's had quite a few drinks.
Okay.
And even to the point where at one point I said to her, and she's not a big woman, she's a rather petite, she said when I brought her third drink, she said, she went like this. She went, thank you. Mm. I don't think you put any vodka in that.
Oh,
and I said,
became immune.
I said, right, because that's pretty much how I live. When someone comes over, I either water down their drinks or don't give them drinks at all.
Did she say anything like, I'm going to write a book?
No, so what I did is I went out to the area where the liquor cabinet, right?
Right.
And I come in, and she's sitting in the cave with her...
Go out to your atomizer jug.
With her foot in the thing.
Right.
And really, I've got a 2-liter bottle of vodka. It's a pretty big bottle.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I bring it in the room and I say, when I came home tonight, this bottle was new. Now, I poured myself one drink, of which my drink is still sitting right there next to you, because I've been running around, you know,
right.
Because I didn't want her to you know, put pressure on her foot.
Right.
I said, you've had this much vodka already. How dare you say, and I wasn't serious, like, how dare you say I'm shorting you? And she said, I'm just telling you, I don't feel it. So right in front of her, I said, I'm not even going to use a shot glass. I held her glass up, and I had this big-ass bottle. I said, watch. Glug, 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 glug. So then she says, okay.
You didn't really give her that many glugs, did you?
No, I did.
The ones that you just did on the show right now?
Glug, 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 glug. How many glugs?
Six glugs.
Six glugs.
That's like 3 shots.
As a matter of fact, so full, I said to her, well, now there's no room for any cranberry juice in there. She said, well, just go put a little in.
A splash.
Yeah, and I mean, really, I could have taken an eyedropper and put an eyedropper of cranberry juice.
So she likes the taste of the vodka.
Right. So
bonus party.
So, I bring her that.
Was it a flavored vodka?
Of course, a vanilla vodka.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yummy.
So the problem then is, well, Mike, of course, it's vanilla vodka.
I mean, no.
Why would she have something that she likes in my house?
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding. I'm lucky. She likes the taste of it.
Okay, good.
Just like you know, Frida liked the taste of it, too.
You know, you act like we're all supposed to know. You know, you change it once in a while. You change the rules of your alcohol.
You don't always sell it.
How long you been on the vanilla vodka? Wasn't it orange prior to that?
It was,
yeah.
And there was citrus before that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
you know,
flame before that.
As soon as they were flavored, I was really hooked. So anyway, she's relaxed. Okay,
she's right.
Foot isn't hurting her so much.
Good.
And a real telling moment was, I know we were talking the other day about, you know, chicks and like pausing TiVo and and we're trying to watch American Idol. And really, I mean, she's a very sweet woman, and I'm very fond of her. At one point, I just paused it, and I said, enough talking. It's the first time I've ever said this to her. I said, I would say this to Frida. You know, I have to preface everything, but, you know,
right.
So she's just like, I'm a giant jerk just to her. I said, no more talking.
Mm-hmm.
No more. Every time Taylor Hicks comes on, I don't want to know Taylor Hicks' history.
Right.
I don't want to. I don't want to know what song it is he's singing. I don't want to have to discuss anything. She said, "Okay. I'm sorry. I'll stop." So we kept watching, but we kept having to pause and pause and pause and pause. But I'm really not upset because you know you're really only working towards the last 5 minutes of the show.
Sure.
Where really just put my foot 100% in my mouth. And thank God she was a little loopy. She didn't even realize this.
Probably not.
They're announcing their results. And Ryan Seacrest says, and, you know, one of these people has 33.whatever%. The other person has 33.whatever%.
Great reaction from the audience because each time it was, ooh.
Now,
ooh.
After they give the second 33.whatever% it is, she grabs my arm and she says, hey. I said, okay. I pause it because it's been a while. I said,
right.
Yeah. She said, yeah, she's a smart woman. She's a little loopy. She
right.
said, how much do you think the next one's going to be? I said, are you kidding me? I said, 33. She said, how do you know that? And I said to her, hold on a second. You have a job, right? You're a successful businesswoman. She said, yes. I said, 33 equals 99. Mm-hmm. And then all the other, you know, tenths of a fraction.
Add up to the point.
She said, this is, now how can I be mad at this? She says to me, this should show you how really out of her mind was. She said, you're so smart. Like, yeah, that's right. I'm a genius.
Did you agree with her at that point?
Yes, I am. Now, please, just hush. Just please, just sit obediently and let's just please watch the last 5 minutes of this show.
It was rich. It was a wonderful show.
And then the real test was this morning because this is the first time that she's been over on a work morning.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows I prepped her for it. Right. God knows I said, you know.
So you informed her that there would be a Kodiak bear coming down to the kitchen table?
You know, there shouldn't be a lot of conversating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There should be just this coffee. Mm-hmm. There should be...
awesome.
You know, I mean, I don't...
Perhaps communicating with a series of hand signals as opposed to real dialogue.
Clicks and grunts.
Right.
And, boy, you would think that she was like John McCain in one of the Vietnamese huts.
Yeah.
Being held prisoner. Because,
why?
Well, because she get up at like 5:45 and said, okay, well, this is where my day starts. And she said, okay. And like a rabbit, she's gone. I mean, wow. Not literally she's gone. She didn't leave the house, but I mean, she's gone. And it's like, and I go downstairs, I let the dogs out, I put the coffee on, I start doing what I'm doing.
She's left the premises.
No, what I mean, she's hiding from me.
Oh, I see.
She left the boudoir,
uh-huh,
to go somewhere else. So now here's...
Cowering in the basement.
So now here's what's happened. Like 15 minutes have gone by, and now I'm like, huh. Hey, hello? Hello? Adrian, hello? Yeah. And I hear from upstairs, is it okay to come down?
Oh, God.
Like, yes. Hi, it's Johnny Ass.
There you go.
Come on.
She's sitting at the top of the stairs.
So she comes down. She comes downstairs, right? And she says, okay, I'll stay out of your way.
Had you ingested coffee?
I've had like half a cup. So okay. I'm kind of warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, okay, I'm going to stay. I'm going to make the coffee. And I'm just reading the paper. And next thing I know, I hear the door opening. And I see her standing out in my front yard on the telephone. So she comes back in, and I said, you know, you're welcome to make as many private calls as you like. You know, I'm not your boss, but you can use the phone inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I didn't want to disturb you.
Right. Right.
I said, well, you know, who were you calling? She said, oh, just a locksmith. And I said,
wow, for your house.
Yeah, for my house.
Wow.
So then the locksmith came over, fixed everything.
Wow.
And then she's
calling the locksmith for your house, and she does it outside so as not to disturb you.
I know this will not last.
Jesus.
And then she took my dog to the vet. Just, you know, because I'm so
sounds busy. Like an absolutely wonderful person.
I agree.
Oh, shut up, you. what do you mean? You remember? And you spoke to her yesterday on the phone. Your comment was, you said she sounds happy and bubbly and...
Well, after that story, I can't understand why she didn't sound happy.
And you were surprised.
Yeah.
And you were surprised. So, anyway, things went great.
Good. So the experiment was a success then?
Things went great.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I just, you know, without being totally disgustingly graphic, she's learned one of the rules, which is the rule is really on a school night, generally speaking, after 10 o'clock, there is not a chance
of any...
No, because, you know...
Any normal relations?
I mean, I tried to explain this to her. I said, listen, Lunesta works very fast.
Yeah.
I said...
You're not up for it, so to speak.
No, I said, I'm a creature of habit. You know, what's on right now? Law and Order? You know what that is? That's go-to-sleep time.
Sure. Those shows are perfect for that.
That's go-to-sleep
time. Sometimes I think that's the way they were written.
So, anyway, she seems to be cool with the plan. And if she's listening, hi, thank you for everything you did. Please make sure the dog is okay before you pick him up and drop him off tonight.
And then she'll leave.
Yes. Oh, and thank you for in advance.
Will she leave before or after she draws your bath?
Hold on. I mean, this is all new territory to me.
I know.
She's also good. She mentioned she was going to be in Baltimore today with her job.
Right.
She traveled a bit. She said, "You know what I'll do? I'll also pick up some of those crab cakes you like so bad from that place right off 695."
Jesus!
Wow!
Wow!
I know. I'm just waiting for her to turn into a regular girl. You know what I mean?
Just enjoy it while you can.
Oh, trust me. I am. Because I mean, you know. God knows I love Frida, you know, more than anything. Mm-hmm. But this to me is, you know, it's like, at least at this point, it seems to be pretty much, you know, my way. And get this, she says all that she requires is just the fact that, gosh darn it, I seem to care about her.
And you're smart.
You're killing me.
What's so crazy about that?
Wow.
It's like, that's all that's required. Okay. You know, hey, you're a sweet girl. Right. Boom. She'd go to Costco, buy me 8,000 rolls of toilet paper.
That is great.
I didn't even have to ask her.
She seems to enjoy doing for you.
She, her motto is, it's my pleasure.
And it sounds like it.
Well, let's see. Let's put that to the test.
Uh-huh. Give it a time limit, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I thought the time limit was going to be last night, to be honest with you. I
thought she'd be gone.
Yeah.
You'd wake up in the morning, she's vanished.
So anyway, that's just the update on that, and that's nice. And then we had the story of Rob. Rob today, who is out at the Circuits of City, the City of Circuits.
Yeah, City of Circuits. City I like circuits. That. I like it when you give it the New Delhi name. City of Welcome to the City of Circuits.
And as always, when Rob goes out somewhere, I'll let him tell the story, but when he goes out somewhere, he is Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
I'm
at the Circuit City a lot. You might remember me.
He's known.
I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality.
Rob Speed Bump.
Went in to buy a phone.
Right.
I needed a new phone, like a hardline phone. And the manager, his name is...
Princess.
What's that?
Princess phone.
Yes,
Princess
and Peach.
Phone. Right.
Is very nice. The manager is there. I think his name is Rick. And he goes, he said, Rob, you are here all the time. I should just mail you one of everything. And he's very pleasant. He comes over and he says, I just want to tell you that the show has been sounding great lately. You guys sound like you're having a great time.
Right.
And I said, well, that's great. Thanks so much for saying that. Love that you listen. He said, here's Benji, come here. And Benji is another guy there. And he comes over. He says, I listen to the show every day. My wife listens every day. And you guys are great. Sounds like you're having a great time on there. I said, that's the best, you know.
Nice.
And, you know, you get the nice feedback, and it feels really good.
Yeah. Sure.
And, you know, you feel
get a little
about
the star
it.
Treatment.
Yeah, and you like it. And I said, right. Okay, well, I need this phone. What are the handsets I need with this phone? And he says, well, you'll need this and this, and here you go. And if you ever need anything, he says, by the way, is that move to Rockville really going to happen? And I said, absolutely. They're building a new studio for the show. It's going to be great.
Right.
And so he's, you know, really into it, and it's very nice. And I go up to buy the phone, and they take my credit card, and they say, sir, do you have another card?
Oh. Your card was declined.
I said, you know, the fight. I don't.
Oh, no.
Maybe you could try keying it in by hand. Maybe the strip. It's an old card.
That
maybe,
might be
womp, 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 womp. And it comes up denied again.
Oh,
and
boy.
Denied.
And they said, well, what should we do here?
How you doing, superstar?
I said, well, let's try this again another time. Thanks so much.
See you later, friends. Thanks for all your support.
I got to go. Keep listening.
So they wouldn't put put it on your celebrity charge plate?
I did not have my celebrity Washington Shoppers plate with me.
Take care, guys. Johnny Bad Credit heading out of the store now.
Yeah, and the odd thing is the millions of times before that it really should have been declined and I got away with it. There's actually money in there.
You are the star.
I gotta go
stop by
figure out what's up with that.
And you know he's lowballing it too because it's really got to be. Yeah, the show's a lot better. Well, you know why? Well, I finally got that promotion I've been waiting 10 goddamn years for.
I knew that I could do it, and I know that I'm really the brains behind the show. What'd you say about the credit card?
What was that?
Good boy. Gotta go. Skip the phone.
Have to go produce a little money.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
You were talking about the sexcapades of the homeless gal, but did you know that your boy Josh had a hot junket in his sleeping bag last night? They were talking about it on the Junkies this morning.
Wow.
He might have been getting a little action himself.
Practically an orgy going on here.
Oh my! All right, well, then we will have a double inquisition because I didn't know that. Oh, my God. My goodness. Now, a junkat is what, like a cheerleader for the Junkies, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So
supposedly a very hot one.
Were they just sleeping together this morning on the radio, or were they?
He did not go into details, but there may have been spooning.
Spooning.
Oh.
And at his age, spooning, you know what that means.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Well, no, I was going to say he hadn't bathed, but I guess he did go home and bathe.
Yeah, he was clean when he was here yesterday, so he's probably clean going out last night.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, you were mentioning American Idol, and I have to make a confession to you about American Idol.
Yes?
Because I do this anytime it happens, and it is the truth. I am not proud, but I had a Rudy moment.
You cried last night?
I was
He's
watching.
A fag.
I'm watching the
during American Idol. You cried.
Can I explain?
You can.
May
try.
I explain?
Yeah, go, yeah.
I did not watch
Thank
it live. I did not watch it live. Okay. I watched it TiVo'd when I came home later on,
okay.
And I watched it. And Carla agreed to watch it with me again, and we're watching it. And right at the scene where Elliot Yameen is in the parade, and they show his mom. I hear from the right side of the bed, Carla say, "Is that a tear?" And I'm just like, and I said, "No,
no, it's not."
How much did you have to drink last
well,
night?
Well, see, there's the explanation.
Right,
a good bit.
Well, that'll do it.
A really good bit.
That'll do it.
I mean, it's my back pain. It was just apparently, it was this single. Little tear that ran from the right side of my eye, my right eye,
mm-hmm.
totally down the cheek.
Like
cried.
Like that Indian from the commercial where
right.
I threw the garbage out the window.
I don't think I'm the only person that got choked
He's
up.
He's a fag.
When his mother, with the head on the stick, was overcome with emotion because Richmond, Virginia, had turned out in such force for his parade.
Yes, you are probably the only man that doesn't suck D. That was crying.
I could not help myself. I was overcome.
With no offense to our homo brothers out there.
But by way of explanation, you will know that it might have been
Orientals.
It might have been a little Irish, a little of my Irish sentimentality that came through.
But he's not Irish.
I'm saying I am. It's the nature of the beast. I am who I am. It's an Irish thing. It's an Irish thing.
Here is Joseph Ardinger.
Yes, Joe.
It's okay, Mike. My wife cried too.
Joe.
See, I knew I wasn't the only one.
My wife cried last night.
Really?
Not because of American Idol.
Had nothing to do with American Idol.
He wasn't on.
Not a bit.
Just touching. She's so overcome. And
that's pathetic.
So delightful. It is not
You're
pathetic.
You're such a queer.
I am not.
Does she walk?
What, the mother?
Miss the Widow Yameen?
Mike is a query.
I don't know.
Mike is a query.
I don't know him.
Elliot Yameen.
It wasn't because of Elliot. It was because look at how wonderful his mom. Yeah. Look, you want to know how I processed it, okay? You bunch of insensitive bastards.
Cry for his dentist.
May I
cry
for you all?
Please. Cry for the guy that's got to smell that breath and look at those dog teeth. Jesus Christ. His
Let
mom,
me say seriously.
Me?
Would you like to know the thought process? She's in the. She's sitting there, barely able to breathe
right.
in the back of that that convertible, and she's not going to be around much longer. Okay, I think we all know that,
Mike.
And I just was for that moment, and perhaps it was my guilt. for the entire season going, hey, which I did. Who knows? But all of a sudden, I was in that boy's corner, and I, my whole,
you cried.
My whole McFeedom just went out the window, and suddenly began to say, wouldn't it be wonderful if the boy was voted? But we all knew he was going to be voted off anyway.
Oh, God. God, you pussy.
And, have we seen the mother walk this season?
I don't believe so. I think she's always been in a sitting position.
Michael Mara stars in Robo Pussy.
I don't care.
First
I don't
he
care.
Cried in Rudy.
I'm in touch with my emotions.
Now he cries when Elliot Yamin gets booted off American Idol.
Crying is okay. I do it every single morning, just like the lady on broadcast news. Every single, I take the, unplug the phone. I unplug the phone and I have my moment. That's what I do. No,
okay,
right, you know,
hold on, Mike.
Godspeed, Elliot.
Let's see, Godspeed. Let's see if you can hold it together.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's look at the lowest percentage. 33.06%. Who is so close to going on but is going home tonight? Let's see it now. Elliot Yamin.
Michael Mara. Oh, God.
No. But you have a lot to be proud of.
No. No. God, is that boy love his
feet,
mama. Love his mama. And then what's amazing is right after I got that emotional, I suddenly became incredibly violent. I'm just kidding. Started breaking up furniture. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, look. You know, it's okay. It's okay to show your emotions. It really is.
Sure, it is. Yeah. Right.
It is.
When Elliot Yamin gets voted,
it was not. Now you're twisting. You're twisting. I didn't get emotional because he got voted off. You're not telling the truth.
But hold on. Hold on. Which is
I got emotional.
Which is truth?
I got emotional during the parade.
Which is truth? When you cried about his mother,
mm-hmm.
or yesterday when you laughed, when we talked about how she might have like a shrunken head, or she might look like the head on the stick like in Wayne's World.
Is there anything wrong with both being true? Is it?
You're so complicated.
Can't you be? I am complicated, and I think it's fine to laugh at the fact that her head looks like a shrunken head on a stick.
It
I think
does.
It's fine.
Just like from the Renaissance Festival.
I was so emotional that I sent his mother 6 copays.
Wow. That's funny.
That is horrible. Rob wrote that.
Not in Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
No kidding. Like, that didn't reek of him?
that pure hatred.
I couldn't tell.
Hello.
That's vile.
Not in Mike. Hello. Hey.
Yeah, look, when Yamin's mother came on the TV, man, I was waiting for her to call him my precious.
That is the best.
Like the creature in The Hobbit?
Yeah, it is.
My precious.
Every time she came on the screen, I choked up, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye!
It has to be good, Mike.
My precious. My precious, Elliot.
Hold on.
Yes.
What if she gave him some Carmen Soprano?
Oh, God. That's my handsome man.
Oh, God. I don't know. Something's very wrong with me. I think it's the back injury.
That's right.
It's my sciatica.
I think it's your spastic teenage colon.
My precious. That's
Hello.
The best so far.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, did you see the big brown beaver that lady was holding last night in Birmingham, Alabama on American Idol?
I saw it.
Oh, you mean a real beaver?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Catherine McPhee?
No, no. And when they went down to Taylor Hickstown, someone actually had a real life beaver.
Oh, really?
Why?
Yes, they did. Why? Well, I think it was dinner.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you know the guy that when Taylor Hicks was playing with his band, and the one guy that was playing guitar with the beard, I've jammed with that dude. I played music with him. Sam Gunderson is the guy's name. A really, really good guy. That's not gonna save me from the crying, is it? I didn't cry when I saw him. I knew that dude. Used to be around in Washington.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas?
Hi there.
Hey, my sister was in Vegas. Remember when they were in Vegas with Barry Manilow?
Right.
The American Idols, yes.
Yeah, and they were at the Palms that night, and they saw Taylor Hicks and Elliot and the Bucky guy there, and they went up and wanted to take pictures, and Taylor big-timed them real hard. Just, no pictures, stay away.
But Elliot was cool to everybody. Took pictures with everybody.
That's why he's out of the competition, my friend. Mm-hmm. That's why he's out of the competition.
Doesn't pay to be nice.
Nice guys never finish first.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike,
hold it together.
I'm sorry.
Hold it together. Goodbye now.
Bye!
They will be all
goodbye.
Right.
Goodbye.
The Yameens.
And now we got Taylor Hicks and Elliot.
Let them have all the pictures they want.
Hey, how that Pickler short haircut, huh?
Nice.
Oh, yes, very strong.
Someone should have, she could still be on that show if they would have fixed that hair a couple of weeks ago.
I love that look. Very, very nice.
H-O-T. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Last call here. We'll hit a break so we don't get all backed up.
Yeah, I saw you guys last night at a restaurant.
Well, that was... Oh, now, hold on just one moment. It couldn't be me at a restaurant because I was at home with my girlfriend. Mike, was it your restaurant you were at last night?
I was at my restaurant, but I was at another restaurant also.
This was in Fairfax City.
No, sir.
Wrong!
Wait, did you see two incredibly obese, near-death men who looked like they could be friends drinking each other under the table?
No, the initials are DV in Fairfax City.
What, honey?
In Perfect City, Dolce Vita.
Oh, Dolce Vita, the name of the restaurant.
But I'm asking about the fellows that you thought were Mike and I. Did you see two morbidly obese men? It looked like who would have to wipe each other.
Both with canes? What made you think you saw Don and Mike?
I thought I recognized the voices, and I thought I recognized the faces. I mean, I've been listening a long time, and I've only seen your pictures a couple of times.
But as I said, were they incredibly obese?
Not incredibly.
Were both of them enjoying the bottomless pasta bowl?
Well, they sat down with another gentleman and sat at
both of them enjoying all the breadsticks they want.
Was one of them crying?
No.
Sobbing, and
about
the other
Elliot
one consoling him?
I was just finishing up and leaving. I was sitting at the bar.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Barfly, how you doing?
No. I was eating by myself.
That is so sad.
Eating by yourself.
That is so sad.
No, I mean, I had the evening to myself.
Mike is crying. Why did you have the evening to yourself?
Because it was my night. You know, I'm divorced, and my ex-husband had my son, so I don't mind eating by myself. And
you really are sad.
No, I'm not. I don't mind.
What did you enjoy? No, I've been there. I know exactly. And you're eating alone is something you get used to pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing that. So,
What did you enjoy for dinner last evening?
It was veal marsala. I don't mind.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very good.
That's great, JC.
Yeah.
So.
Was that you guys? I thought it was.
No, it was not us. Said, seriously, it was not. It was not us. No.
Oh, was so it?
Do you have any gentleman callers that you dine with occasionally? Or?
Well, you know, I'm engaged to a fireman, and he was...
Oh, you're engaged? Then I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
Why did the other guy leave you?
Well, the first husband was a fireman, too. So.
Oh, and you jumped right back into the
right
fire.
Another guy's house.
Well, the first husband, he had some accidents. You know, his penis fell into other women. I'm sure it's just a complete accident.
What a nice way of putting it.
He tripped and fell, and I'm sure it was a complete accident.
It happened.
I understand. Okay, well, you know, listen, at least your husband didn't go Johnny Cakes on you.
Could you describe the menu you saw last night?
I'm sorry?
Could you describe the menu you saw?
Can I describe what?
The menu you saw that you
thought... understand why that marriage ended.
The men that you thought were Mike and myself.
They were, they were both like in their, you know, early
30s.
Late 20s. Early
30s. I'm not even married to you.
So they were either in their late or early.
One guy looked like what?
Okay, you know what? Looked like end
of, Jesus
looked
Christ.
Like, looked like end of
I'm
call.
Sorry.
Looked like end of call.
Yeah.
You know what I would do if you're engaged and good luck? go get married right now, because the more time he spends with you, the more time he has to change his mind.
Time is not your friend. They're both in there late to early. They were having... Elliot's mom, my precious.
My precious.
The ring.
Well, everybody out there, be a love and sit through these spots, and then we'll be back on the other side.
Okay? Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night, so I see you'll be here Sunday, the 19th, I guess, right? The 20th. So I guess I could see you there, guys, then, on the 20th, because I have to leave again on Monday. Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow, but I'll be home today. Bye-bye now.
Come on, everyone. That 80's Enough reunion show is about to start.
Well, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball cards.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's your solution to everything.
Dad! Dad!
What?
8 is enough.
You know, I love you girls.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. It's time for a little rippy-dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we get the usual suspects in here for today's Homeless Lisa update.
Yes.
This is a segment on our show at West 1 brought to you by Head On, Dude. Head On products.
Yes.
Available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today. Of course, American Idol kicked ass in the ratings last night.
Yes.
But here is some interesting ratings information.
Break down.
The towns where the contestants are from. Los Angeles, second biggest market in America, 19 share, 68% of all TVs were watching American Idol.
That's pretty significant.
Big fees from there. How about in Richmond, where your boy Crybaby was from?
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Yamin, a 35 share, 75% of all TVs in Richmond were turned on American Idol last night.
It sure looked like that. He had quite a turnout.
How about Birmingham? How Birmingham do? Taylor Hicks?
Yeah.
A 52 share, and 82% of all people watching TV in Birmingham were watching that show last night.
That means he's a god in Birmingham.
I guess so.
He truly is.
I'll tell you what, that beats the hell out of number 15 Arbitron rating.
It really
does.
I
like it. Hey, look at you. You got 82% of every goddamn booger eater in Alabama watching that TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the magic box, too, the power of the magic box.
Right. Well, and what was the percentage? What was it?
82.
81% watched it black and white.
It didn't matter because he's got that gray hair.
All right, well, good numbers for that show. Bring in, let's get right to
Lisa and Joshua Tree.
Lisa, homeless Lisa, and Joshua Tree, who is, of course, the guy who is protecting her this week at the station.
All right, time to find out about the sexcapades last night. Here she comes. Oh, you guys look tired.
Hi there, Lisa.
You guys tired.
Hi, Joshua Tree.
How you doing, Phil?
Hi there, okay. Now, let's start with Lisa. Now, you might remember Lisa came to us last week late in the show. We got a phone call. She's homeless. She was drunk and homeless, calling us from her car.
Right.
And we said, come on, she starts a job at Home Depot. Or did you get offered a better job that you're going
to
take instead
possibly
of that?
Possibly. I have to talk to Amy.
Okay. Either way, she's out of here on Friday. We're giving her a room and boarding for the week.
Mm-hmm.
She's sleeping in our office at night and in an...
Done.
What? Yeah?
Lisa's chewing gum.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Did you just swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
I bet you've heard that before.
And maybe you'll be able to work at home. Maybe you'll be able to work at Homeless Depot. So anyway, she's very nice, and she's homeless. And
wonderful.
And she's staying in our office from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Right.
And in her car during daylight hours.
But somehow, well, we heard a rumor that maybe that got changed a bit last
so,
night.
So last night you met a friend of yours?
Last night, my best friend, Thane, was working in Falls Church yesterday and stopped by to say hi and brought some beer with him and had a couple of drinks.
Rob's applauding beer.
With me while, listening to the show. And then Amy, who called.
Oh, is this when you were in your car last night?
This was before. This was yesterday after. around 7.
There was beer.
When I say last night, I meant like towards the end of the show because when we were down in the parking lot, Buzz and I, as always, were commiserating. I was saying, like, well, I'm going to go home watch American Idol. And he was just giving me that, okay, yeah, you're an ass.
Wow.
And then I heard the beep, beep from behind it. I should have thought this. I saw Lisa wave on my way back, but I saw he was there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Your gentleman caller was there?
He's my best friend in the whole world.
Celebrity he most resembles from a distance would be Kevin Federline.
Oh, he's a Federline guy. Is he a BC?
It's from a distance.
BC.
Booty call?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
He's just came by to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and yes.
Okay.
We have breaking news. Excuse me.
Oh.
A very, 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 very angry Robert the Mailman.
Really?
Well, sure.
Bobby.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Robert.
Yeah, you're on there, Bob.
We can hear it.
How dare she not... You know, I thought about this yesterday. She's unfocused. She got a lot of problems, man. I'm very pissed off about that lasagna thing, man. And I'm not a player hater. The guy, if he banged her out, more power to him. You know, I don't care. But why wouldn't you accept my gift of food and let it sit there and rot?
As a
you know how much that lasagna costs? I mean, you and Kevin Federline... I mean, is he your best friend? Why don't you stay with him? Why does he come and visit you at a radio station?
Now
what the hell is your problem?
Okay.
Well, now, Robert, calm down. Let's get an answer here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. This is our friend Robert.
I know,
Robert. Brought you food, brought you lasagna yesterday.
I was tired. I cooked that lasagna yesterday.
Robert probably heard what I was saying when I came in today. I mean, actually, today, I walked by and I saw a little cubicle where he had put his lasagna. Right. And maybe one portion, right? Maybe one person. Hold on. Joshua Tree, you had some? So you had some.
Good for you.
And the rest of it was untouched.
Tell Robert, how was it? What did you ate?
He's giving it a thumbs up, Robert.
Robert, that lasagna was unbelievable. I had to sit down for 45 minutes after I ate it.
Well, it's always just a little rich, and I understand that, but you understand, Don, that I actually feel bad. You know, I'm like, you know, he's homeless. What's the story behind it? I really don't know, you know.
Right.
But to go out and to be in the parking lot, not eat my lasagna, if you didn't want it, I don't want to call her name, but I'm very, very upset.
She's right here. Robert, she's right here, Robert.
Robert, can I, real quick, can I please explain something to you? My friend Amy, who called the station yesterday, who I haven't seen in 11 years, I knew her in high school, came by yesterday around 7 o'clock with her husband Brian, who I also went to high school with. They drove all the way from West Virginia where they live. And both of them have offered to try to help me get a job. And they said, you know, we got a babysitter for the evening. We heard that you got brought dinner, but could we possibly take you to dinner? And
he
I said,
no.
Well,
oh, Robert, no, that's not Robert. Robert.
And
Robert.
Robert. I went with my other friend. The four of us went to a Mexican restaurant nearby. And
I don't give a F.
I know you don't, and I'm sorry. And I,
you know, he is Robert the Angry Man.
Yes, he
man.
Is.
Very, very, very,
man.
Very.
I'm
very
really upset about this.
I am. All I can do is apologize.
$100.
Now I can't even understand.
Yeah, so phone's just screaming off into the phone.
You know, and it's not like anybody could, you know, enjoy that lasagna now because no one had bothered to put it in the refrigerator.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, yes. Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I should come to the station. I'm not mad, but I'm not.
What are you going to do?
I don't need another domestic charge.
No, you don't need
he
that.
He doesn't want a domestic charge.
Right. No,
all right, that's smart.
I feel bad for her, and I'm thinking to myself, she is a pretty, what is the problem? And she's psycho.
Oh, now,
psycho.
Robert, you don't know that. Now, why are you saying such mean things?
Because you appreciate, I don't give a damn if they drove. Where are these friends? Before you got on the Dynamite Show.
Lisa, did you enjoy...
Hold on, Robert.
Lisa, did you enjoy any of Robert's breakfast food that he brought? He brought you, I remember, the cinnamon Cheerios, I think.
You think I care if she ate some of that damn cereal?
Well, Robert, I'm seeing if we can repair this.
Robert is dominating... Robert, hold on. As always, you're dominating. There are callers asking to speak to you now, Robert, during this Lisa segment. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air with Robert.
I believe Robert is angry because she didn't want to hang out with him. And maybe
no.
She doesn't like fat people with man boobs.
Not true, a-hole. Not true. I don't care about
you. Just step out and move on with your life.
Let me tell you something, Hop. I came in
with she wants to go with higher goals than being a postal worker.
I'm a nice guy for kitchen food because they know how I am.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't date men with dentures.
You can go to hell, chump. You probably got to change my last night trying to get laid.
You're just mad because you have boobs too, just like she does.
I don't care. She has sex with the back line of the...
Blah, 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 blah. Hey,
I bought food. I left. How awkward would it have been if I had stayed around and those guys came?
Holy, oh, my God. I'm Robert the Iron Man with my teeth out.
You're a punk.
you're a punk, you're a no-talent D, okay? So kiss my ass.
And you have
to get the phone. Daddy?
Daddy?
Yeah.
Are you in your final, life or a beat up?
Final salvo.
Faggot. Hey, I'm going to come in and get my lasagna.
You're going to come and get it, Robert?
You're a bitch. You know that? You're a bitch, man. You're a real bitch. Okay?
Well, you're the one with the boobs, not me.
Probably watch American Idol and vote too, don't you?
That would make you a woman, not me.
Hey, I was trying to be nice, man. I got a phone call from my friends saying what a nice guy I was to do what I did.
Right.
I feel good about it, but I knew something was wrong.
Oh, my God. This is like Jerry Springer. Okay. All right, hold on. I'm going to get rid of Robert, you're the only one left on the phone.
Robert,
right,
Lisa has said that she's not done explaining. She wants to explain things. So if you listen to her for a second.
Well,
honestly, I'm the only one who wants to talk to her, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you, that's what happened. My friends did come in, and I was looking forward to your lasagna. Maybe I should have asked. It would have been cheaper for them. They took me to dinner, Joshua Tree here to bring the lasagna outside, and we all could have had some. It didn't even cross my mind, and I really apologize.
Now listen to that, Robert. That was a heartfelt apology.
That was a real apology, Robert.
Stay homeless.
Wow.
All right.
As you can tell, he's a forgiving man.
Nice talking to you, Bob.
Thanks, Robert.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was fun.
He's a very forgiving man.
Stay homeless.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what's nice is that, you know, I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, when Robert came in doing all those nice things and smiling, and just I'm always very uncomfortable with that. I really like it when we see the real Robert come through, and that's what you got a taste of right
okay,
there.
Okay, so as you tried to explain to Robert, and we'll pick a story up, you had friends from West Virginia who heard
long
you on the show,
there.
Long way away, made the drive to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They took you out to eat at the Mexican place last
mm-hmm.
night. You had some beer. Now, here's where I want to ask you what happened, because you describe a male and female, a married couple that showed up.
Yeah.
Yet, what I heard was that there was some other guy that you wanted to bring back into our office.
Well, they left. They got a call from the babysitter, and they left. We came back here, and it was my friend Dane, and I didn't know what the rules were. He is a friend. He's a platonic friend.
Where'd he come from?
He lives nearby. That's the person's house I shower at, and the person that I can't stay at his house because his roommate doesn't like me.
Okay. I don't remember all that, but okay.
So you wanted him to come back to the office.
Well,
so you really had...
He had been drinking, and I didn't want him to drive.
Okay, so you really had three... I'm not busting balls. You're trying to clarify. You had three friends show up. You had a couple show up.
Right.
And then was...
And we're not saying you're trying to break the rules. I mean, this is just...
Right.
I mean, that's not what this is about. We just want to find out what happened.
So then the married couple leaves because
yes.
their babysitter's going to leave. And
yes.
now you're left with your friend who you were friends with before you came on the show,
right.
and he's too drunk to drive.
Right, and I didn't want him to drive.
All right, well, that's good.
And
he wanted to jump his bones,
no,
right?
No, that's not true at all.
You
we
know?
Stayed up. No, he passed out. We were sitting in my car, and he passed out, and you're not supposed to be a legal liability. There's not supposed to be any sleeping in the parking lot, which is why I have to stay in office. And so I stayed up with him, sitting in my car, as he slept. And then this morning he got up and he left.
So you're
very apologetic.
So did you stay up all night?
Basically, yeah. I've had, I left this morning. He got in his truck and drove and he bought me breakfast to apologize. And I took a nap for about an hour and a half and I haven't slept.
So you stayed up all night with the drunk friend.
I didn't want him to drive and I don't
and
want an unoccupied.
There wasn't even a little,
No, we talk. We talk.
Well, you can talk. You can talk.
Yeah. I know it would be a better story if there had been pumping, but there was no pumping.
No pumping occurred in the car whatsoever.
No.
And
or outside the car.
When you brought him back to the office, that's when your bodyguard, our
yeah.
friend Joshua Tree,
and I felt
said, sorry, the rules are nobody
right.
can come
and
in,
I
so he's doing his
understood.
Job.
Right.
Tree, that's correct, because, you know, we can't have any,
And I felt bad. I thought I should go in there because he's getting paid, but I'm mm-hmm. sure he didn't mind not following me around tonight.
All right, what we heard was mm-hmm. less exciting, maybe, based on, if we believe you or not.
Okay.
You just spent the night in the car with your drunk friend because
yeah.
that's the type of sweet homeless girl you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Joshua Tree for a second. Joshua Tree, what is the talk about you?
Yeah, now speaking of activity.
Yes, now, So you are, while she's in the car with, right, with the guy allegedly sleeping, you're still in front of the door to our office in a sleeping bag, and we have pictures of all of this on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com. So you're sleeping in front of the office, right?
Yeah, well, I at first was kind of worried that Lisa was needed something, or maybe I should be, you know, getting her. If she needed something, I still had this kind of babysitter mentality about it.
Right.
And after a while, when she didn't call to come back inside, I thought I got stood up by a homeless girl.
Did you know that she was in the car out in the parking lot?
I knew she was in the car because the car was there.
Did you even check on her?
Oh, yeah, a couple.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And he said he had work to do. He's going to hunt some ghosts. And,
yeah.
Oh, God. You know.
Where did this thing about the your companion in the sleeping bag? Tell us how this happened.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, you know, I'm the promotions coordinator here, and we had an event.
Yes, Josh.
Yes,
John.
Joshua Tree.
And we had an event very early this morning with Junkettes, which are, like you said, cheerleaders for the junkies.
Right.
And they were supposed to be at a car wash, and they are notoriously late, and I'm responsible for them and managing their schedules.
Right.
And when they do bad things, I get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I insisted that she do whatever she needs to do to be...
Get in your sleeping bag? You insisted that she get in your sleeping bag.
I insisted that she do whatever she needed to do to be at that event on time this morning.
And that meant spending the night with you in the sleeping bag?
It was her idea, and I was not going to say no.
Wow. Okay, so let me... how do I put this? What, did you zip the bag up?
No, it was used as a blanket.
What did she wear?
As a blanket.
What did she wear? When it was time to actually get sleepy, what did she slip into for her evening wear?
She was barren, black.
She was barren?
She was
You said barren.
I heard
you
barren.
Said barren.
You know, I don't
she
know what the hell.
She was wearing black stretchy pants and a tank top.
Sexy.
Wow.
And you, of course, were what, nude?
Footy pajamas?
I was wearing just my pants and without a shirt. I was just wearing pants and a shirt.
Jesus.
Now, hold on. Hold on a second. So she's got a tank top on. Does she have a bra on?
No, her boobs are so fake you don't need a bra.
Wow.
Well, you're scoring some points right now.
It's a compliment.
I want to tell you, she's going to be hopping in your sleeping bag again now.
Well,
wow.
No, these girls so much. We're friends. And so.
I bet you are.
Are they hard?
The boobs?
Her boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to add. Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Because right. She let me test them out. Because I had never touched fake boobs
but
before.
Did this happen last night?
Did
you test drove them last night?
This morning at the event.
At the event.
Time. Yeah.
Wow. You know, why doesn't the station hire us some cheerleaders? We call them the Donna Mike.
Damn right.
The Donna Mike Pumps.
I'm serious.
We can get cheerleaders if you want.
The Pumpettes.
We can get cheerleaders.
Every
show ought to have cheerleaders.
Here's the thing. I don't want to sugarcoat it. That's the Don and Mike Show whores. The Pumps.
You're not going to get anyone if you call them the Don and Mike Show whores.
Oh, I've just been. Is this her? Somebody gave me a picture.
Yeah,
of her.
That's her. That was
wow.
This morning.
Those are fake.
Yes, they're good. Somebody did a good job.
They look nice.
Can I see?
You say they're rock hard, huh?
Well, you can feel when flesh stops and you hit silicone.
Yeah.
That's the weird part.
Where did she have the injections? Underneath or through the nipple?
I think they're through her armpits.
Wow.
Her armpits.
Fancy.
It's fascinating.
How hard were they? As hard as concrete, Nerf?
It was in like an unripe orange.
Wow, that's pretty
very
hard.
Solid, yeah.
It was pretty firm.
Wow.
The ones you got, like, if you
just... You've seen them, too?
Yeah, but...
How do they look? That's the most important thing.
Of course.
They look like they're staring at you.
Mm-hmm. Hypnotizing you.
Of course they do.
This is fascinating.
But, I mean, like...
And she's got to be real happy, wherever she is right now. How you doing, honey?
Yeah.
No, they're phenomenal. They're fantastic.
Oh,
looking.
Right. But sounds like it.
Well, it looks like the whole package is pretty nice.
No, she's incredibly good looking. She's gorgeous.
Right. So she spent the night in your sleeping bag. Nothing happened in the sleeping bag. But then later when you went to the appearance and she only came into sleep so she could make it on time, she let you feel her fake boobs.
Right.
Today.
The conversation.
So let's just recap here. So Joshua Tree's having sex in a sleeping bag here on the radio station while Lisa's out having sex with a drunk man in the car.
See what happens when we go home.
It's amazing. I mean, this is just this turns into a brothel at
Sodom
night.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's amazing. What was that other picture?
Oh, it's another picture of the pump.
I see.
Of the junkie's pump. Is that her, too? It's from the ass. It's shot
that,
behind.
That's her too.
That is a pretty fine log splitter right there.
You wouldn't know.
All right.
Wow.
I bet you'd like to touch that, Mike.
You're repelled by that?
No, it's beautiful. Here's
it's
the thing.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful ass. Mm-hmm. But you know what that is? A hands-free zone.
Hands off.
Not a chance.
Hands-free zone, please.
Not a chance.
Give me mittens and maybe. Oven mitts.
Right.
Catcher's mitt.
Looks like she's wearing one of those bathing suits that you actually tan through. Very sheer.
What she's wearing in this picture where she's at the event this morning?
No,
now,
here.
Now, Lisa, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Are you at all... Even remotely, just even if it's a nana, are you even just a little jealous, a little turned on that your protector was spending the night? You've seen the pictures. She's a hot girl, big, nice. He says beautiful fake boobs, a little hard, but still they're perfect. He got to feel her boobs.
Am I jealous of her or jealous of him?
not of him.
Hold on a second. Maybe we tapped into something here.
No.
All right, do you play on that team?
I'm glad somebody got some last night because I was babysitting a drunk boy.
Do you occasionally play for the other side?
No.
All right.
No.
Good for you. All right. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Just wanted to let you guys know, Lisa was offering a job on the Junkie Show this morning.
Oh, were you really offered a job by the Junkies today?
I have no idea. I didn't talk to them.
They were having a problem with their junk cats about this car wash thing they were doing, and they mentioned Lisa being upstairs, and they said they'd go get her.
You know, it's amazing, but I think that if they were having a problem with the junk cats, it's because Joshua Tree here screwed up.
Yeah. Well,
he's sleeping with them. He shouldn't be sleeping with
Josh.
Them.
I mean, I shouldn't say this to you on the air, but you know. Actual say harassment, hey, idio they. I mean, did you have to
call? So,
well, what friend?
I'm sorry.
Right, bye,
bye,
bye.
See, I try. When I say friend, that's like the last chance.
Right. Sure, you're doing your very, very best. You can. He was not idiot proof.
Just winked at me. Again.
I did. Sorry.
Buzz just gave me when I said when I say
it was a
friend,
knowing wink.
That's and Buzz is like, you know.
I know what that means.
Right. I got you. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. So. Let me see, Lisa. So you are not emotionally attached in any way to Joshua Tree? I mean, even, you know, like just as friends?
No, I mean, tonight's he's a nice guy.
Tonight's the last night.
Emotionally attached? Hell, she drove him into the arms of another woman. Pretty clear to me that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tonight is the last night. Is there any chance that there would even, even be like hand-holding or petting?
Like
kissing.
Well, everyone else thinks we're lying, and Robert thinks I'm lying, so I'll say sure.
Okay.
No one will ever know.
What is the plan? Has there been any kind of plan? Have you two kids talked about the plan for this evening?
No, we haven't. I haven't even been back in here. I haven't talked to them.
There's lasagna.
Joshua, what do you have planned for? Well, not that you have to have anything planned. You're the protector, but what would you like tonight for you and Lisa?
I was just thinking some TV, and I didn't sleep at all last night. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Bow. Can't imagine why.
Well, I didn't either, so.
So, really, I mean, you two both do look exhausted. You really do. So I don't think it's going to be a crazy night tonight. Is that accurate?
I feel like I'm drunk right now because I haven't slept.
Welcome to my world, Joshua. 24/7, my friend. All the time.
But I'd have to say last night, if we're going to say who had the best time, I'd say Joshua had the best time.
Without, I mean, my God.
That is if you take Lisa at her word. That she was not, you know, out, you know, riding the baloney pony out there.
Will anybody
in
else
Nissan Sentra?
will anybody else be joining you tonight?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Sprouse.
Mike Sprouse.
The overnight board op.
He's the overnight board op.
Leapt out of the call screen room and scared the crap out of me.
Oh, so he did it like just to scare you?
He knew I was hunting for ghosts and tried to scare.
Oh, how's
me.
That going?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work out so well.
Did you hear anything? Well, how would you even be able to pee? You didn't hear the marching soldiers as you were rubbing up against, as you were frottering the...
He had one big fake boob over each ear. Her boobs were like earmuffs.
He didn't hear a damn thing.
Big, hard earmuffs.
She's probably just going, John, what is that sound? I hear like Confederate soldiers marching. He says, no, just hold me closer. Hold me closer, please.
Mommy. Well, Lisa, are you excited that tomorrow you start on the rest of your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the job situation, will you have an answer tomorrow? Or
talked to the guy today, and he said he would talk to me tomorrow. So I don't know what that means.
Is this the distribution, the beer distribution
guy?
No,
this was the old Home Depot.
The Home Depot.
Home Depot, yes.
Which is kind of your ace in the hole, right?
Yes.
So to speak.
And I need to talk to my newly rediscovered friends about the other possibilities.
Okay.
But it sounds like things are going to get better.
Now, would you hang out? I remember when Amy called, your friend Amy that came in from West Virginia.
Yes.
They kind of said that you could hang out at their place.
Yes.
Is that what you're going to do?
Possibly. I wasn't aware until they got here that they lived that far away.
Wow.
So I have $12 and...
Okay, gas would be an issue. Sure, I understand.
Maybe at some point, but not right away.
Okay.
So.
Well, maybe we could bust a vein into one of those girls' fake boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Get some, to
operate the vehicle?
Get some fossil fuel out of there.
I think that really would only be if they were low on oil. That would probably work better as a lubricant than an actual fuel.
Some ethanol.
those very popular new design ethanol boob enhancements. The fake ethanol boobs. Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity.
Hold on.
Oh,
let
my
me,
God.
Let me see. We have, I think, look at that. Joe screened this. It's another friend of yours. Do you know someone named Elizabeth?
That would be me.
Hi, Elizabeth. Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I told you I'd call.
Hi.
Hi.
Elizabeth lives in Boston. She lives online.
So she's
but I am from Northern Virginia, so I've listened to you guys a long time, and I was just wondering, huh?
Hold on one second, Elizabeth. If you're a friend from Boston, we appreciate the fact that you're obviously listening on the internet. That's great. You hear Lisa. Did you know she was homeless before she was on the show?
Yes, I did. We've actually been in touch for about 5 years now. So I've been listening to the whole ordeal. And I actually talked to her yesterday on the phone. So.
All right. So are you going to be involved in her life at all, Elizabeth?
Well, I'm going to try to support that baby we had, but there's not much I can do.
Right. You know what that means? That means N-O.
She doesn't care.
No.
Not a real friend there, Lisa.
She's called to get her voice on the radio.
Not a true friend.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I enjoy your show a lot. I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
We appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, Joe is retarded. He hung up on me a few times.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Joe.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll blame that one on Joe. All right, Lisa and Joshua Tree. Tonight, the last big night, sleeping in the office. Joshua, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're going to be alone tonight, Joshua. I, for one, and I know Buzz feels the same way. We'd really like to have you step up the ghost hunt. I'd like to know what's going on in here.
Okay. Right. I'm going to be on it all night.
And also,
he'll be on it all
night.
He's well rested and ready to go.
And also, I hope that, you're like Valley in a spray, that tonight, you really cater to whatever Lisa's needs are.
So last night here.
It's a bon voyage.
And I mean nothing sexual by this, but
right.
Have you thought about
it? He's so goddamn goofy, isn't he? He really is.
It's a bon voyage.
It's a bon voyage. Picture him in a Hawaiian shirt, tiki torches.
Have you thought of like a foot massage? Would you like a foot massage?
No, feet are gross. People touching my feet. Well, I know.
Hey. I'm with you there.
All right. Where are you on the butt?
I'm with John all the way on the.
There you go.
Thing.
Wow. It's you and the homeless.
Could only stay off.
You could only what?
What? Stop. Everybody, we're all like dogs that heard a high-pitched whistle.
I could only stay off.
No, I said stay off. Exit only.
Stay off the butt.
Stay off.
Stay off the butt. Okay,
keep
out. With you.
Okay. Stay off the butt.
Okay. Well, there they go.
Yeah.
There they go. And Mike is still looking at the picture of the girl with the rock-hard boobs.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Lisa.
Bye, Lisa. See you tomorrow.
Bye,
bye, honey. Have a good night, guys. And once again.
Really. We have a garage.
Look at his picture on our website. He looks like a slightly more retarded Schwimmer. I mean, really.
He does.
Who was the guy that was Schwimmer? It was
David Schwimmer.
Ross. That's who it was. Oh, yeah. Now, for some reason, I think that was his name on the show.
His character's name?
Yeah.
Right.
Schwimmer. I called him Schwimmer, even though his name on it was Ross, right?
Ross.
Ross and Rachel.
Ross Geller.
All right, thank you.
Well, what we have tonight is the final night. It sounds like they're going to try to have a little fun. It's going to be mellow, of course, until Robert starts pounding on the window.
All right, well, let's give them the digital camera tonight.
Okay.
And let's get some last night photos so we can have them up on the website tomorrow.
Facebook.
And there they go. There's Lisa and there's, what's his name? Joshua Tree. And, Gary Shandling. The great Gary Shandling has exactly 5 minutes in his schedule. So it's like what? Straight up at 5 o'clock we're supposed to start talking?
You know, we ought to do this time because he's got 5 minutes. We really ought to just like look at the clock so we get to say goodbye first. You know how we do that occasionally? We get somebody with those time limits. It's always so embarrassing when they say, hey, listen, I gotta
run. I always hate that.
But we gotta,
show.
We gotta break first.
Right.
And we'll come back and do something and then figure out if we can get him on before we gotta break again.
I know, commercials.
Break again. Free FM. That's the price of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price of freedom.
That's right.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Freedom!
Free at last. Free at last.
Yeah, how you doing?
I don't know why his name came up into my head. I don't know.
You know why? Because he went out there yesterday to, like, check on her.
How are you?
Hey.
How you doing? Listen, how's the car doing? You going to be in the office tonight? You know, that's Michael Mayer's office, too. I'm his boss.
Okay, we got a break. When we come back. Oh, I know what we're doing when we come back.
Yeah, like Ken.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, do I know.
Hi.
Listen, this is a big one for us. Maybe you've seen on the TV down in Florida, that lady, she had the alligator.
Yeah.
Come into the house.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Crazy. Scary.
Gator's scary.
They had to pull out the gun.
Right.
Shoot the gator.
Ooh.
We got to talk to her.
Good. I'd run.
I'd say good shoes.
Yeah, rough skin.
Good polo shirt.
Teeth.
Alligator. Izod.
Right. Yeah, that's the symbol.
I like the Izod.
They still sell them, don't they, the Izod?
We're doing it before we talk to her, you know.
You have to stop.
Yeah.
It's a disease. It's very, very difficult to stop.
We're joined by Mike O'Mara, who cried like a fag last night with Elliot Yamin got voted off American Idol. Mike.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I don't know. It's the lady's head on a stick. It got me right here.
These suspenders. They're just black.
They're just black.
Why you care? We'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the job disappeared. Hello?
Larry?
Larry? I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
Quite listenable, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, just ahead of some Larry King fun. Buzz?
Yes?
Got to ask you something, friend.
Okay.
What's your beef?
I'm not that crazy about the homeless lady.
Now, this is what I heard during the commercials, that you're putting it lightly. Why don't you like Lisa, the homeless girl? Because Buzz, you like everybody.
Yeah, to a fault. In fact, if you probably had any criticism of me, it's that I like too many people.
But I'm
not discriminating in that way. But you know how a character joins a movie or a TV show, or especially soap operas, and their first day you see them, this person, this guy, this woman, they're trouble. They're just trouble. And I got that sense from Lisa the day she arrived here, and it was just more firmed up today, I think.
I was talking to you outside during the commercials, and I have known you, I don't know how many years I've known you, but
like 14
I've... 14 years.
Yeah.
And I have never, ever heard... this lady has somehow
you called
struck
her a
chord with you.
It struck a nerve.
Did you call her a bitch?
I believe I did use that word.
But you actually were giving some reasons.
I see evidence stacking up. Now, just because a person's family doesn't want to have anything to do with them, that doesn't mean anything in and of itself, because that happens, and sometimes, you know, it just happens. Okay. And that doesn't indict the person. But when you add to that the fact that, like her best friend, she can't stay at her best friend's house because his roommate hates her. Well, why does he hate her? Maybe it's the same reason as her family. And the woman who called from Boston. She called to say hi, but she didn't want to pursue it. I see a pattern. And she's dissed a couple of my friends. I think she's sort of disrespected Robert, the mailman, and I think she's even disrespected Joshua Tree, especially yesterday, if you go back to yesterday's show.
There's something there that I'm not comfortable with. I told you about this. This is a little taste of what we got outside.
And you called her a bitch.
I did use that word, yes, to be honest, yes.
Okay, well then tomorrow, tune in. Showdown.
Cage match.
Cage match. There you go.
Buzz.
Well, and maybe through this, through Buzz, we could perhaps get some questions answered. And
I think we deserve some answers.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think we could get some answers out of young Lisa.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that there are holes in the story.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not that she's lying about anything, but, you know, Buzz.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad saying this coming from me, but, you know, why so harsh?
I don't know. I'm the first to admit that this is unusual.
No, Rob, I don't think he's smoking. Yeah,
Rob thinks it's always weed.
It's bad weed.
No,
it would mellow him out. Not bad weed. Bad weed makes him say the word bitch.
All right, well, Buzz, you chew on that for a second.
I will.
Lisa, if you're listening up in your car, you chew on that for a second.
Sure.
And while we wait for Gary Shandling, which is supposed to be straight up 5 o'clock.
Bing bong.
East Coast time. And give me like that. Where's that cheap bun? Before we played the tape of Regis. Oh, yeah, we got a new great Regis tape again.
Good.
Every day this old man says something on his show. We won't play it now. But today, in essence, what he says is they go to the Hausfrau on the phone
mm-hmm.
you know, for the trivia thing. And he says, what do you do? And she says, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And Regis turns to Kelly and says, see now, she does what you should do.
Right.
She stays home. She nurtures. She fondles her children.
That's what he said. He didn't know what he was saying.
And there is a moment of awkward silence.
Sure.
And Kelly Ripa looks like she's about to die, about to pee. And all of a sudden, they don't say anything. Just that big wheel comes down.
to cover his mistake.
And they play all the music.
And there's nothing. There's no sound while you hear the music in the background.
So they come back and she says, well, I know who's not going to be babysitting anytime soon. And then finally, Regis realizes what he says,
mm-hmm.
and he says, yeah, that's right. Hey, come here, little boy. Which just does not go over.
Which is inappropriate, too, for Regis's audience.
Does not go over.
Oh, that's funny.
We've got that tape, and also a great tape for you that I hope we have time to get to today. Bill Cosby. Boy, I love it when he screams at college kids.
Is he getting mad again?
He's pissed off. He's so pissed off. And our friend Chris Hansen. It's too bad the Dateline's Predator show is on against American Idol's finale, because last night, I hope you T-voted if you watched American Idol.
Yeah, I watched a little of it last night,
did you watch
too.
The Naked Guy?
I saw The Naked Guy.
My God.
Pretty amazing.
And so we got those tapes as well, but Feist.
It's amazing how they don't run immediately. That always blows my mind. You know, he'll come through the door and you see the guy.
Hang around.
Can you sit over here, please? Naked guy just, yeah, okay.
Here's our story now. Aggressive alligator shot after barging into a woman's home. I know you've heard this, that she's got a doggy door. I'm sure you've seen this on the Today Show or whatever in your local news. She got a doggy door, and the alligator came into her house, and she got her pistol. She lives in Florida, so like everyone, she has a gun with her at all times. And she shot it 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Killed it dead.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Take it back. Didn't kill it dead. They let it go.
Wounded it. Winged it. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world.
That doesn't really matter, though.
Phone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi, we're talking gators.
How you doing? How you doing, brother?
Hi, Lay.
How you, Lay?
I'm fine. How you doing today?
Buzz Boybank says Lisa's a bitch.
Anger. You got a lot of pent-up? You got the pent-up anger, Buzz?
Apparently, I do.
Sure.
Is that a silk shirt?
No, cotton.
You like cotton or silk?
You talking to me?
Sure.
I like polyester.
Yeah, polyester's good. Feels good against the skin.
Also, the name of those two chicks that we met.
Yeah.
Down the Bronx. So one was named Polly.
The other one was Esther.
Oh,
he went out with Polly. I went out with Esther. The rest is history.
Hey, Rob, call her up.
Okay. Sure. We're going to call a lady who had a gator come to her house.
Yeah. Hi, folks. Larry King.
And this is Larry King.
Tonight on Larry King Live.
Sure.
Aggressive Gator.
We're talking about aggressive gators, and of course we'll talk to Rickles. Shooting. Don Rickles later on.
Shooting. And,
sure. Did she shoot it?
Liz Taylor.
Ouch.
Out of the hospital. That's tomorrow, Larry King Live. Don't forget, Anderson Cooper follows this show.
The amazing Paul Anka on Larry King Weekend.
Candy!
Now let's go live to Bradenton, Florida. Here's Candy Fry.
Candy, you had an alligator crawl into your house?
He was on the lanai, on the back porch.
Lanai. Wow. What's a lanai?
It's like a screened-in enclosure where you're pulling your picnic table.
Is that to keep, let me see, hold on, don't tell me, is that to keep the bugs out?
Yeah, it's to keep the bugs out.
It's like
out.
Hawaiian, right?
Please,
is it lanai? Is that a Hawaiian word?
I think so.
Yeah, it's, lanai is, it's hot in Florida, right?
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's hotter up north than it is in Florida.
You know what I like about
during
Florida?
During the summer.
Yeah,
lately it's pretty hot down here.
No tax.
Let me tell you what I like about Florida. Fresh squeezed juices.
That's good, too.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You like the fresh squeezed or the store-bought?
I like the Tropicana Pure Freeze.
Oh, you like the store.
Speaking of juice.
The store-bought.
Speaking of juice, here's a question for you.
Sure.
Hi, folks.
This is Larry King.
Here's a question. So you got the alligator. Sneaks into the doggy door. What if it was O.J. Simpson? What if it was juice?
Would you have shot O.J. four times with your pistol?
If he comes to my house.
He came to your house.
He came to your house. How come it didn't die after you shot it?
I think that alligators must be really tough species.
Sure,
I mean,
well, they got the tough
years.
Skin, right? Tough skin on
did
a gator?
Did it look like Joan Rivers? She'll be guest hosting along with Ryan Seacrest on the show.
Look,
she's got that leathery... The leathery skin.
How big was your gator, Candy?
Excuse me?
How big was your gator?
He was around 3 feet, maybe a little bit bigger, you know.
Alligator or crocodile, what's the difference? Go!
Alligators have a square snout, and crocodiles have the long, skinny snouts, right?
I don't get it.
And crocodiles...
Do you ever eat frog's legs, Candy? You ever had frog's legs?
Yeah, they taste like chicken, or did the frog come first so the chicken tastes like
I was at Joe's Stone Crab in Miami and had alligator bites. How do you like those?
I haven't had any alligator bites.
Yummy.
I'll tell you what
spicy.
I like. I like chicken McNuggets.
Oh, that's good stuff, boy.
I found one. Found one recently that was shrimp like the state of Louisiana.
Did you keep it or eat it?
I said to Sean.
The gator?
I said.
The wildlife.
I said, I gotta eat
this. Or put them back in the pond.
So anyways, let's take a picture. Also, one time. I found a hair.
In your nugget?
A hair in my food.
Food or your nuggets?
In my nuggets.
Okay.
And I was going to go back up to the counter and talk to the lady. And then Sean said to me, hey, Grandpa. Said, that's my wife. I said, you know what? And she said, Ed, that hair came out of your nose. One of your nose hairs fell out.
Candy?
Yes?
An alligator bit the hand off Captain Hook and Peter Pan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what about that?
That was a cartoon, though.
Which
that was
make
believe.
Which would hurt more?
Make believe.
If you're an alligator and you're shot, would that hurt as much as for a human being having someone pull out some of your nose hairs?
Boy, that's a toss up. I don't know.
I'll tell you a funny cartoon.
Wow.
A funny cartoon is Wally Gator.
Wally Gator, great cartoon. Funny, I'm laughing.
And how about Steve Spurrier, former coach of the Florida Gators?
That's where she's from. Right.
Are you a fan of Steve Spurrier?
I'm a fan of the Florida Gators. My daughter's going to go to school there in August.
You know what I love about the Florida Gators? I'll tell you something about them. One of them.
It's a good team. Good football team.
You know, they are they the ones that were shoplifting at Dillard's? Dillard's is a wonderful store to go shoplifting at.
Sure.
Or was that at the U?
I don't like shoplifters. Very bad.
I say, you know, what we got to do is, first off, we got to close the borders.
Sure.
Don't you agree, Candy?
Yeah.
We got to close the borders. We got to shut down the borders.
You think we got to shut down the borders?
Wally Gator.
So.
Wally Gator.
There's a lot of, I think it'd make our income tax cheaper.
Sure.
But if it paid income tax.
Wally Gator, this guy, I remember, Wally Gator, he's a character. He wore a hat. Did your gator have a hat and a necktie?
No, he didn't.
That's the cartoon, just like Peter Pan. Was he the gator? Gator skin, is it slimy or is it sticky or dry?
It looks leathery.
Well, you didn't touch it?
Camouflagey, too.
Did you touch the gator after you shot it?
No.
And I can never figure out how to tie a tie.
He was still alive when the sheriff came out.
That's why I wear clip-ons.
Clip-on ties, good.
Do you like clip-on ties?
No, I like the traditional ones.
What about a nice combination clip-on tie suspenders? Would that do it for you, Candy?
No.
Tell me something. What kind of gun do you own? That turns me on.
H&K 40 caliber pistol.
H&K is a Helen & Keller?
Do you shoot your own food, Candy?
No, I don't. The first animal I shot.
You know, Gatorade. Why do they call it that? Go.
Because the Florida Gator, University of Florida invented it.
Wrong. I think we all know what they do. They take alligators and they smush them up.
Yep.
And what you do is you squeeze them. Much like the wash rag that I got back in the men's room here.
We're talking with Candy Fry, Anderson Cooper 360 coming up on the hour. Candy, Gatorade, good. Golf, good sport, right?
Golf is a great sport.
Sure.
Red Bull. What's the deal with Red Bull?
Makes me jumpy. What say you?
Is that like Gatorade?
No.
You know, I always wish that they would have brought back New Coke. Because for me...
You like the flavor?
For me, Coca-Cola Zero might as well be Diet Coke. But same animal.
New Coke. Big difference.
I like them both. What about you, Candy? And are you named after a candy? If you were, I would...
I never read the book Candy Cane the night before.
Oh, don't get me started on candy.
I would name you Bitto Honey.
Bitto Honey, your favorite I'm a Payday guy.
And Candy Cane, also a great exotic dancer's name.
Candy
Hi.
Fry, any candy in the world, you're on a desert island, go.
Go. Candy Fry, how's Amber? How's she holding up?
I don't know, Amber.
Scott Peterson will be our guest later tonight.
Yeah, Snickers bars, overrated.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that one.
Sure, what's your favorite candy? Go!
I like Dove chocolate.
What?
Dove chocolate.
Did the gator go oopsie in your house?
No, he didn't.
The gator did not lose control of his bladder bowels?
No,
I got. I'm curious, so indulge me for a minute. I'm
curious, too.
Can you candy a yam?
Candy?
Can you candy a yam?
I can make candied yam.
There you go. Now we're talking there, boy.
So when you shot that thing, what was that like? Was that a rush? You feel good?
Candy, how about an egg cream? No egg, no cream. What do you think?
Like playing a video game? Was it like you shot the alligator? My God, who'd you imagine it was? Did you imagine it was Saddam Hussein?
No, I didn't. That didn't go through my head.
Guns are loud, right, Candy? Make a big boom?
Yes, they are.
Sure. Does it hurt your ears? You got to wear plugs?
When you go out to the rifle range.
Do you have any time to get your earplugs?
No, I didn't.
What's that famous bumper sticker? Oh, I know what it is. If you can read this, you're following too closely.
Sure.
I like that. You know what else I like? My child is an honest student. I like that.
I'm partial to Yosemite Sam.
I like the one that says, my child beat up your honor student.
Well, that's horrible.
That's not funny.
I don't understand. People that's joke about that, kids. Kids hitting kids.
That's not funny.
For Thanksgiving, I think ham is a mistake. Quick.
It is.
Who's better, Smith or Wesson? Go!
They're both the same thing.
Wrong. Smith had the cough drop. Wesson has the oil.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
He's the man's man. Dirty Harry. You like
Plains Drifter.
You like Dirty Harry?
He was all right, yeah.
Why does he take his shirt off so much in the movies? Don't people know that we don't want to see old men like me?
Skinny, scrawny.
Taking their shirts off in the movies.
My shoulder blades actually touch.
I went to see a great movie over the weekend.
What'd you see?
Star Lindsay Lohan. She's fantastic. She's so talented.
That's a superstar. If Lindsay Lohan's on screen, I'm watching.
Do you like crackers? I find them salty.
Real salty. But you put stuff on them. Do you put stuff on your crackers, Candy?
No.
You don't? Okay. You eat them dry?
I don't eat crackers.
You don't eat crackers.
Lindsay Lohan, the movie Just My Luck.
If you don't eat crackers, how about chips?
No, I don't eat chips either.
Whoa.
You know, people who eat crackers in bed have crummy children.
Now I'm laughing.
And that was a good one.
That's a good joke.
Confucius saying...
I know a couple of those, but
man,
you know,
man,
on.
Man who eat jelly beans who fought in Technicolor.
We're having fun now there, boy.
Did the alligator fight? What's an alligator fart smell like?
Yeah, what did it smell like?
Is there anything like a human fart?
I didn't smell any.
You got an RV?
Yes, I do.
RV with Robin Williams. Now that is a tour de force.
That man is a genius.
He, of course, was Jacob the Liar. And Mrs. Doubtfire.
What a talent he is. In RV, you seen the movie, Candy?
Not yet.
Oh, it's good. Real funny. Hangs from the front of the
Robin
car.
Williams.
He hangs from the windshield wipers. Just hysterical.
Are you sad that Elliot Ephraim got voted off American Idol?
I thought he was better than the girl.
Who's your favorite Idol, Candy? Go!
I think Taylor.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor.
Yeah.
What about Taylor Dane? Whatever happened to Taylor Dane?
James Taylor.
And what about our Taylor? Bailey Banks and Biddle?
Oh,
Brooks,
sure.
Brooks Brothers?
Bailey Banks and Biddle, that's an expensive store.
It's a jewelry store, right?
Jewelry store, yes.
Jewelry store, yeah.
Marks are jewelry.
You know, it's a jewelry.
They don't serve breakfast.
You like jewelry? You like jewelry? I don't like a lot of jewelry. You like jewelry?
Breakfast is the most important...
I don't wear a lot of it.
Huh?
I don't wear a lot of it.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Go, Candy!
It is.
Why?
Because it gets you going in your brain thinking.
If you couldn't have your breakfast, would you shoot it?
It depends where I was. Right now in my house, I'm not going to.
If your eggs over easy, got up off the table and ran out the doggy door, would you shoot him four times with your pistol?
No.
You wouldn't. You like Gary Shandling? You ever heard of Gary Shandling? He's a funny man. He was on Carson. Killed on Carson. You ever watch Larry Sanders' show?
Occasionally.
He's a very big man. He's our next guest. We must move on.
Yeah, time to go. Besides, we're getting prickly heat.
Thank you for the laugh.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Candy. Good luck. We hope you don't see any more alligators.
I hope so, too.
Alligator Alley.
Guys, very nice. Have a great night.
Thanks for all the info.
How do you feel about the speed limit in Florida being raised to 90?
Bye.
I'm for that. I'm all for that. And Will and Grace going off tonight. I never knew which one of them was gay. Was it Will or Grace?
I think it was Grace.
Is Grace a boy's name or a girl's name?
Well, it doesn't matter if he's gay.
Brett Favre is a man.
Go!
She's gone.
She hung up,
I believe.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, we're going to put you on with our... Thank you, Candy. We're going
to
put you on with our producer. And we're going
to
see what happens.
You find Brett Favre to be a man?
Okay.
You find Brett Favre to be a man? You find him to be a man or a boy? A boy in a man's field?
I think he's a man.
He's a man.
There you go.
Yeah. You ever think about him that way?
Boy, man.
I do.
No, I don't think about him.
Go in the locker room?
No.
Snap a towel against his tight
No, I think he's a good football player, and that's all I think about him.
Yeah. A good player.
What about Wisconsin? They talk funny.
They do, but anywhere you go, everyone thinks that you talk
It's been great having you on the show.
Candy Fry, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Okay, well, that was something we certainly could have gone on and on and on with.
She hung in there, didn't she?
She did. She did a fine job.
Damn.
She loved the jokes.
Wow.
Normally at this point, Rob would be calling back to say, how do you think it went?
Right.
But Rob nervously slipped me a note saying, Gary Shandling in 2 minutes. That was roughly 3 minutes ago.
Shandling's people called.
Why is it always like this? Whenever we...
It's awkward, isn't it?
We never get anybody of note.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who really we could give a prostate exam to on the air. We're such fans of Gary Shandling. And it's going to be one of those things
Trying to have a little fun, folks.
You know, they're going to say, he's only got 3 minutes. I mean, and then you know what's going to happen. I'm going to get mad. I'm going to say, well, screw it.
And go to break, and then he'll call.
No, don't say that.
No.
Don't say that, because, you know, then later in the show, gosh, you wouldn't be able to have a tantrum because all the commercials weren't being played. Now it's okay to sit just wasting time. Now it's okay. But wait until it gets late in the show, until the commercials have to get played. That's when I start getting this from Rob.
Come on, hurry up.
That's the sound of him tapping on the clock. Like, I can't see without that big Fred Flintstone hand, that four-fingered hand coming in. And that, you know, I include the thumb there. That's just like Fred Flintstone.
Just remember, if you laughed at it, I probably wrote it. I'm Rob Spielak.
Buy with confidence.
How's your credit?
Okay, Rob, give me the ticky-tock.
You got it.
You know, I hate to do this to Gary Shandling. But frankly, as always, I don't believe you can pull a real guest anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. It's... 60 seconds now.
Uh-huh.
because Gary Shandling's window was from 5 until 5:05.
Right.
And Rob made it. It just impressed upon me.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be on time. We got to stop down. You love Gary Shandling. Mike
right.
loves Gary Shandling.
Well, and we all scream for ice cream.
We've only, according to his publicist, he only would have now 2 minutes and 10 seconds to talk to us. Look at him. He's nervous on his cell now. Look at him leave the room.
Making an important call.
He's leaving the room.
We'll find out soon. Checking to see if Gary's on schedule.
He's so funny. You know, meanwhile, all this time, we could have kept the Larry King lady on the phone.
We could have done it.
Okay. And, Robbie?
The number didn't go through to him.
Don and Mike to break.
Hold on. You still got...
Oh.
Well, now we actually have 90 seconds.
Well, this is awkward.
Oh, we could talk about why you think Lisa's such a bitch.
Well, I thought we covered that.
I thought we were doing that tomorrow.
But joined by Buzz Burbank. Buzz seems to love everybody except the certain homeless lady.
I don't know why.
Why?
They're just black.
She shunned you advance?
No. I call it a vibe, call it a hunch. I don't
Did
know
she
what
she know you are visually impressing her as you do everybody, Buzz?
No, I really haven't had very little contact
Does
with
she
her.
She know you're the predator type?
I've basically heard what the listeners have heard.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank. Buzz, let me ask you a question about
yes, Larry.
The guy you work with.
All right.
Your friend.
Uh-huh.
Your friend Don.
All right.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, what about him?
Why do you think he'd hire such a horse's ass like Rob to be the producer?
Well, because I think Rob...
Why do you think he listens to him?
Amuses him, and I think he trusts him and wanted him to be close in that way.
Why do you think Don believes him, though, when he says, we got Gary Shandling, but you got to break it five.
Well, you got to believe.
You got to make it happen.
You got to believe, you got to trust.
Usual, you don't get nothing.
Right.
You know what I feel like?
What?
I know. I feel like the telephone that Rob was trying to buy at Circuit City.
Oh, abandoned.
The credit card not going through.
Gary Shandling is the Visa card being
mm-hmm.
declined
mm-hmm.
right now.
And you're the phone staying at the store, waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Why should I even? That's why I didn't like writing notes about anything that I would want to ask him.
Right, because really, you didn't want to be disappointed.
It was like an 80% shot that really I thought...
You didn't want to build up your hopes.
It wasn't going to happen anyway.
Sure.
I said to Rob today, I'm not even going to write notes because I could ask him about the show where he drove around in his golf cart.
Right, it's Gary Shandling's show.
Yes, yes, and then there was, of course, Larry Sanders and
right.
all of his great movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
And when he killed on Carson, I said, I don't need a primer. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, I'll be climbing up his bung. He'll say, let me out of here. And now the moment's gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, turn your radio down, unless you're Gary Shandling. For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I have a question for Buzz, but I also need input from both you, Don, and Mike.
Yes. Sorry, I don't go that way. But go ahead.
All right. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
In your lifetime, how many times have you ever called a woman a bitch? I do not see that in you.
Yeah, well, and mostly that's true. I'd say you could count them on one hand, and probably just four fingers.
But he's crazy about the C
word. Does that include a thumb?
He cannot see.
He throws around the C word constantly.
See this and see that.
Actually not true, but I do use it today, I think.
God, Buzz, that's
hold
just
on.
So
I know.
Quick.
It's out of, I know.
You know what?
I'm the first to admit it's out of character.
You used the C-bomb today?
Oh, they didn't tell you? Sure. Yeah. No, I
did. Outside.
Actually,
I forgot to tell you that.
In my emotional speaking.
Are you kidding? You called her a C?
It was in my emotional oratory. I think perhaps it slipped out.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, sir. Hold on one second.
I know. It's hard. I'm as stunned as anybody.
Give me a second.
It isn't like me.
Rob, I've officially given up on Gary Shandling.
And I'd be ashamed if I didn't somehow, on some level, believe it.
He won't let us down.
Never.
He didn't let us down. You did. You did. He's the big star. You're the producer. Now we got to try to...
Hello?
Homeless Lisa. Hi.
Yes,
Don. Don and Mike. Turn your radio down, please.
I am. It's down.
So, how you doing, bitch?
Yeah.
How you doing, C-Word?
You guys have to duke it out later.
This is not me talking, not Mike talking. It's kindly old Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you a bitch?
I don't think I am, but Buzz does and Robert does. So perhaps I am.
Just the opinions of two men could mean nothing in the overall scheme of things.
Don't give up too easy.
Oh, I'm not giving up. I mean,
I was talking to Lisa.
Oh.
Well, people are entitled to have their opinion, and whatever vibe he got off me. Sometimes people just don't like people, and they don't even know why.
I could be wrong.
What is your first thought about Buzz? I mean, if you were going to have an angry thought about Buzz, what would it be about Buzz?
I don't have any angry
thoughts. Oh, come on. You got to work something up. Now, he's called you a bitch and called you the C word. What would you call him?
a big old pothead. No, I don't know.
Ouch.
Like,
yeah, right. Yeah, I mean,
that's
I don't know. I mean, you know.
He wears that as a sandwich board. Buzz. Are you kidding me? That's on his. That's a bumper sticker on his car.
I don't know, Buzz. I don't, you know, okay. I have nothing.
Hold on. I got to make another call. We'll call you back. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Another call time.
I thought that went well.
I think we got a break anyway. Because, look, Gary Shandling's not calling. Of course he's not calling. Foolish me. Believing that. Ugh. God. Fool me
once. Hello.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm on the air.
You answer your... Well, no, your cell phone can't be on the air.
Are you on the air right now?
Well, I'm about to go on there.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Listen, didn't want to screw up your show.
No, don't worry. I'm doing that myself. Go ahead.
Just...
What?
Just...
What's up?
Rob?
Yes?
How's Gary Shandling?
I imagine he's doing fine.
Yeah. Hey, have you had Gary Shandling on your show?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right, good.
Just check your...
Okay.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
All right, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Miss you. Bye.
She had to go.
Listen to him.
She was not there.
His credit card has been rejected.
You big lunghead.
No.
Give it up. Just give it up. Get out of here. Come on. Because we're going to get on something else now. Then you're going to say, now he's got 2 minutes. He'll talk to you for 2 whole minutes.
Yeah. It's tough. It's very difficult.
It's funny.
It is.
It's a great... Let me just say, I don't know if I'm articulating this enough. The great dynamic that's happened in the last half hour. Buzz using the bitch word, using the C word. Rob, who really, I swear to God, has got a brown stain the size of the state of Montana right now in his pants because of this Gary Shandling thing. Beautiful. God, you can cut it. You can cut the tension with a knife in here. How you doing, Montana?
Great. they're looking for him in the DreamWorks facility.
Ah, you're, very good. Your underpants look like Gorbachev's head.
They do. They do.
That ain't wine.
Okay, well, when we come back, you will have to tell Gary Shandling, if he does call.
Yes.
We're busy.
All right.
Very busy.
We are busy. Listen, I want to play this game. We've got pictures on the internet. We've got tapes to hear. We got too much stuff to do. Got too much stuff to do. And how about that buzz? What?
I'm as shocked as anyone.
You are just Mr. Man, aren't you?
Good. Make that fist buzzy.
Uh-huh.
Feel good about yourself, huh?
I have an opinion. I thought I'd share it.
There you go. Why don't you go outside and flex a little bit for her?
I think I will.
Yeah.
Well, not for her.
Stand in front of her car.
She doesn't want to see that.
Just show her the gun show.
No, no need.
Let's see what's happening.
No need for that.
Okay. Hmm. Well, am I the only one that's still trying? Or...
what are we trying to do now?
Well, I guess here's what we're trying to do. Bye. What I'm going to do is just...
I'm going to try right now. Watch this.
Mike?
Just listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Don and Mike to break.
Okay. Number 15 Arbitron rated. You know the Don and Mike Show.
That's why he gets his name on the show.
Don and Mike. Free F.
Beverly.
Yes.
Would you please get Jeannie on the phone for me?
No.
Good. Get me a hot towel.
What?
A hot towel. I need a hot towel.
Okay, I'll check on them.
No, they're out there. You don't need to check. They're out there. Artie was selling them like there's no tomorrow. I mean, they must be out there. He wouldn't be in here saying, hey, we got hot towels. They must be right out there, very close by. There's hot towels out there. I could tell.
The Don and Mike Show. They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There's good news and not so good news.
Really?
Mike has just left because Mike's dying. I'm not sure what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's out of here on his way to the hospital, I think. So.
Wow.
I hope you feel better, Mike.
Yeah.
But, you know what that means?
One.
More time for me to give Gary Shandling a prostate exam. For me to just climb right in there.
Enjoy.
Less time for Mike to talk, and here now is Gary Shandling. Gary, hello.
Don, am I supposed to be
to bend over right now? Is that what I just heard?
Well, what it is, you know, you get this.
I mean, over the phone, you're going to give me an exam?
I am, you know, I'm your.
What do you mean it metaphorically?
Yes, I'm your worst nightmare. I'm your worst. I'm the guy.
Trust me.
I'm the guy.
Trust me, you are not.
I'm the guy that comes up and goes, I seen you when you drove that golf cart on the street on your TV show.
That's nothing.
I seen you on Johnny Carson.
Did Mike get sick when he heard about this interview, or was it prior to this?
We are not sure. And Gary Shandling, you know, even your Warren Beatty movies, I go see those. What planet are you from? Where you had the thing in your penis that went? Oh. Jesus
wow.
Christ, boy, are you good! Can you
see that on the radio now, huh?
Yeah, can you tell that I'm a mega fan, and of course, you know,
I appreciate it.
And Larry Sanders, before we talk about your new movie, will you just tell us? Will the company ever release the rest of Larry Sanders?
Yes. Here's what I'm in the middle of doing, and I am not kidding. When I heard you play that little clip about the hot towels, I marked it down because I'm in the middle of editing. The Larry Sanders episodes to be released in probably November, and I'm in the middle of finishing those with some really great features in which I talk in a very unedited, unprofessional, unaffected way with Sharon Stone and Dave Duchovny and Seinfeld. So I'm really
in
those together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, without just boring you to tears about this, your show, the Larry Sanders Show, I mean, it was, you know, fantastic.
I appreciate it, really, in November. And I want to say hi to my buddy Bill Isaacson, who's in Washington.
Oh, hi, Bill.
And maybe he's listening to you.
No, well, according to the latest ratings, probably not, but who knows. You know, Mike, the guy who's sick right now, we call his name on the show is Hank. And the reason his name on the show is Hank is that he really, you know, we're two DJs. He bought a restaurant. So when we talk about Mike's restaurant, I play this tape.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And do you know
that... Oh, you are big fans.
Yeah, do you know that there are people, when they want to go to Mike's restaurant, they actually call directory assistance and ask for Hank's Look Around Cafe. They don't get the joke.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, a lot of people didn't see the show, so when the DVDs come out in November, they'll be introduced to them.
Well, anyway.
And they're fantastic.
Huge, huge fan I am, speaking like Yoda. But
I accept, Don. I understand. Yeah. I mean, the show is fantastic, and I look back at the clips as I'm editing them and the episodes, and they so hold up, and they are. It's something I'm proud of, so I'm glad you're mentioning it.
And if you don't mind, one more thing before the movie. When I was first exposed to you, or, you know, for lack of a better word, when you
during
would go...
the prostate exam.
Yeah, right. When you would go on Carson, and especially the
here's
first...
something you don't want your doctor to say in the prostate exam. Ready?
But, yeah.
You don't want him to call you by the wrong name. That's insulting. One thing to do it in bed, you know, as a mistake, but when the doctor is giving you the prostate exam and he calls you the wrong name, it's insulting. Okay, come on. Go ahead. When you were introduced, exposed to me.
How big a deal was it? Because it was obvious that Johnny Carson, from the first time you were on, it was like, you could tell when Johnny Carson was really laughing at somebody, and it wasn't just that invite you over to the couch thing. It was the
right.
God damn, this guy is funny. You hear comedians talk about that all the time. Seriously, now was that as huge a deal for you as like Jerry Seinfeld said it was for him?
Yeah, you know, in a very human way, if you can imagine yourself or anybody listening who's listening going on the Tonight Show and doing well and having Johnny Carson laugh and them saying, hey, when do you want to come back? And it changed my career. And as a human being, it was a really kind of emotional moment. And, you know, I think we have a piece of that in the DVD, you know, because we're doing the history of how the Sanders Show developed.
Oh, good.
And I've looked at it, and I still kind of get... tingles as I look at it. When I say tingles, I think I mean shingles.
Either way.
I'm not sure if they're tingles. I'm not sure that I have tingles anymore.
Or are you eating Pringles?
I could be any number of things.
And about Larry Sanders, also, how pleased are you that so many members of the cast of that show, like Jeremy Piven has gone on to Entourage. Janine Garofalo has gone on. I mean, you had all these people who, until Larry Sanders...
I think Marilyn Ricecup is on 24.
Chloe. Yeah, right. Chloe O'Brien,
Chris
right.
Silverman is gigantic.
Yeah. You got to be proud about that, that there's a percentage of people like myself who go look at Chloe O'Brien and go, hold on, she was the pissed off secretary sitting outside Hank's office.
Yeah, you know, Don, this is all dealt with on the DVDs.
Okay.
We talk about it intimately, and it's very moving and very real, and then they're also, of course, very funny. So you'll get a good inside look at all that stuff.
Well, I look forward to that.
I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of them, and... You know, I'm proud that I was able to help them and proud that they were around me.
Well, you should be. It's a great show. Now, I know that we don't have you on the phone just so I can rub your prostate. You're at the Voice.
Well, I took some time off and, you know, dabbled in a few things. And then I was at a Laker game because I go to maybe five Laker games a year. And I'm sitting there at those floor seats that I don't spend money on, but somebody will give them to me.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Katzenberg, who runs DreamWorks, came up to me at the Laker game and said, I've been looking for an animated voice for you to play, and I think I've got something. And I said, hey, I get out of the way. I'm watching the game. And then I had a meeting with him, and he said, we're going to do this movie Over the Hedge. And I'm not kidding. He put a puppet on his hand of a turtle and a puppet on his hand of a raccoon. And he started, and I was alone with him in the room, and I got scared because I didn't. And I thought, this is the head of a studio, and I thought it was charming, and I thought he was passionate about it, so I said yes, and just dove into this thing, not knowing what this 2 or 3 year process was going to be to make an animated movie.
A lot of the people that do these, I read that like they do it for their kids, and you of course are a famous bachelor. God knows how many love children.
I'm doing it for Jerry's kids.
For Jerry's kids.
I don't have any kids. This is as close as I'll come probably to having kids. But I'm curious to see it with an audience of kids because it is different than, of course, it's so different than the Larry Sanders Show, which is an adult. An adult fashion show.
Well, and I hate to keep going back to it, but you know, what planet are you from? Again, you know, I mean,
I have one kid, I have one child in Somalia. It's 89. He's 89 cents a day, and what a pain in the ass he is. Now it's up to 92 cents.
How much work is involved when you're the voice of a cartoon? Because I think most people imagine you go in, you read off a script for 2 or 3 days, and you're done. Was that it, or? More
no, too. And I thought it was just me, and then I heard Bruce Willis talk about this, too. It's a gigantic amount of work. You go in for about 4 hours at a time and scream your lungs out, which you're familiar with, because really you're doing radio there. So you know sometimes, especially if you don't have your partner, you're doing it on your own. There's no other actors. There's somebody there kind of reading the other cartoon voices. But in this case, we were also developing the story and the characters as we went along. So... It took there'd be these 4 hour sessions every few days, and then they would put it together, and you'd come back a few weeks later and redo it. And it takes a long time, and the struggle is trying to understand how to play it, what the energy level is, and you know there's a lot of screaming. This turtle screams a lot. I play the turtle, and he screams more than I have. Since couples therapy. Is that a joke?
Here's the plot they sent us. A very mischievous raccoon and his sensitive best buddy turtle, along with other creatures, resist the evils and temptations of suburbia. Would that be how you would describe
it? That's how I would describe the Larry Sanders Show. Well, I mean, it's some version of that. Yeah, it's some version of that. This turtle doesn't. He's the head of the family, which is you know. And he, I think this turtle is kind of sounds like I do right now, actually.
Well, exactly like you do.
Huh?
Well, probably it's your voice exactly like you do.
It's that was when I saw it. I realized that's the one thing I had in common when I finally saw the movie is that we have the same voice.
I'm all over the place because it's...
You're doing great.
Just you.
Because I could have never done what you just did, which was make a good segue from Larry Sanders into doing an animated turtle voice.
Oh, well, thank
you. And yet the movie, you know, it's a new experience for me, and the movie really flies along, and... I think it's probably very, very, very entertaining, and I mean, Steve Carell's in it, and he's hilarious, right. And it's a challenge.
Shatter.
I mean, it's not me being funny in exactly the way that I am, and I play some emotional arc, believe it or not. And I don't know, it's the real test will be when other turtles see them.
Do you really
guys? We got to wrap this.
Oh, okay. Do you really obsess about your hair? Because Rob told me when he picked up the phone that you were saying to someone something about, yeah, you like that guy's hair, or you didn't like the... Do you really obsess about your hair?
No, I think that, to be honest, I think that's sort of the old act.
Okay. All right. Well, then, Rob, are you lying to me when you said that?
What did I say exactly? Rob, to whatever I said.
Rob, what did you say that Gary Shandling said when you picked up the phone right before he came on the air?
The first thing I heard when he was coming to the phone was something about some guy's hair.
It doesn't.
Thanks, ass. Not you, Gary.
I mean, I got a new haircut yesterday, 2 days ago, and we were talking about people's haircut, but I don't remember today talking about.
Okay, no wonder. He's just
I'm not dodging it. I mean, I think
No, Rob's just a big liar.
I think a haircut makes me. Well, I wouldn't be. Let's put it this way: if I'm obsessing about how my hair looks and I'm on the radio, I got a problem.
There you go, Gary. I heard the guy say you got to go. The movie is called, everybody knows this, Over the Hedge. Opens tomorrow
and
nationwide.
DVDs come out in November. But Don, I can tell you're a fan, and I accept it and really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary, and really, I know you don't do this, but anytime you'd really would just love the pleasure of being.
I'll talk to you again when the DVDs come out. But.
Oh yeah, because I'll give you a verbal hand job.
A verbal prostate.
That's not too gay, is it? The great Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah.
Big fan. The movie Over the Hedge opens tomorrow. Thank you for your time, Gary.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Oh, you just barely saved your ass on that one.
Yeah, but I almost messed it up with the hair thing. I love walking the line. I'm like Johnny Cash.
You and Johnny Cash.
That was cool.
You and Joaquin Phoenix. Well, that was Gary Shandling.
Yes.
That was good. He's good.
Very cool.
That was good. Boy, and I'm all discombobulated because, and thank you to Gary Shandling, and of course, you big dummy would have been better to have him on a half an hour ago.
Sure would.
Right when we got, when we were filling in between the Larry King and Buzz thinks that the homeless lady is a bitch and a C, and I heard you drop the C word again outside during the last commercial break.
Well, I was asked to repeat it, so I did. I answer requests.
And at one point, like kiddingly, because everybody was just stopped. Buzz was stopped because, you know, it's like we're pounding Buzz on saying bitch or the C word. Rob is back there because he's been verbally beaten up because Gary Shandling's not on the phone.
Right.
And Mike was just pretty much giving me a look like, which is why at that point, you might have heard, am I the only one trying? Well, when we went to break, you know, Mike said, I got the answer. Don, am I going to break? Mike looked at me and said, I am so sick. I got to go right now.
Yeah, he was hurt.
And I think he was like, he's going to the hospital or?
He just said he felt really bad. He thought he was going to pass out and he had to go.
So, you know, gosh, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Because when you're about to pass out and you get behind the wheel of a car, that could be tricky.
No, this is not a radio gag.
Right.
You know, and Mike, if you're out there listening, if you wanted to cut out early today to drink or go off or whatever, all you have to do is just ask.
Just say so.
Just ask. But we hope Mike is doing okay.
Yeah.
And he said don't make a big deal about it, and I don't want to make a big deal about it. It's weird if we go to break and Mike is here, and then we come back, and especially Gary Shandling is on the phone, and Mike's gone.
I don't think he's been replaced.
At first, I thought Mike was going to be doing an impression of Gary Shandling when I saw he wasn't in the studio.
Oh, I know Mike would be upset, but hopefully he's in a hospital now. He won't hear this. Oh, it's so nice to speak to him without being interrupted. Because, you know, there are only a few people that I'm really like that.
You're crazy about
with,
Gary Shandling.
And, you know, like
rightly so.
Him, Batman,
right.
Albert Brooks, you know, it's a very small club. I mean, we got a guy like Bob Barker on the show. Yeah, Madden. Oh, my God.
Sure, there's another
one. Are you kidding? Rob just gave me the best one. Sometimes I really say to Mike, listen what a dick I am. When we have John Madden on the show, I'll say to Mike before we go on the air, before the break, I'll say, all right, now, you know, Madden's in this break. Mike will go, yeah. I'll say, you can just sit back. Now, if I'm Mike, I'm pissed at me. But like, what is my chopped liver?
Right.
No, of course not. It's
the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's yin and yang. I understand it's me and it's him. But it's like, on some things, like with Madden, it's like, I feel like Mike is monopolizing, and it's just my insecurity, the only chance that I have to speak to someone who I really,
right.
really admire.
Right.
And what I've realized now is without Mike here, like for the yin and the yang, what I really was just like a queer stalker to Gary Shandling. He must have hung
I
up,
think he enjoyed
he
it.
He must have hung up the phone at some point. I got one out there who probably would come to my house and rape me if he got a chance. Think he's obsessed? Knows every episode of the show by heart. God, I wish the other guy would have been there.
I think he appreciated it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Sure was hocking that movie, though.
Yeah, well, that's what he's doing, yeah.
That's what he's doing. Okay. So that's Gary Shandling, and thank you, and Mike O'Mara, wherever you are, hope you feel better.
Get well.
And Buzz?
Yes.
You are a bitch.
Yes, sometime. Apparently today, yes.
This bulletin just in, Buzz, still a bitch. Well, Robbie, let's see.
Yeah.
The brand new game?
Yeah.
That's going to be postponed until tomorrow.
At least we can play the music.
Here's what that will sound like.
We've got a brand new game for you that involves not only modern technology,
right.
but actual athletic ability.
That's why I thought of it.
Cool.
What?
That's why I wanted to design a game with athletic ability.
Rob loves sports.
But we just don't have time for that, because we'll get all backed up on commercials. So when we come back,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, God, what am I concerned about? You know, hell, I talk it to myself in the car on the way home. I mean,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we have no problem filling up the time
no.
on the show. Yes, and I see everybody's calling, so we can do that,
what
too.
That be about?
Oh, we've not looked at the pictures of Christine Aguilera yet. Real
oh,
fast, let's
good.
Go to the website, please.
Yes,
hi, Don and Mike Show.
With
hello.
Pleasure.
Hey, nothing against your show, but isn't it inversely proportional to the amount of media that someone like Gary Shandling does on a movie to the quality of that movie?
I get what you're saying.
Nothing against you, but if he's dipping all the way down to doing talk radio, that's a bad sign.
Hey, I want to say something to you. It starts with F and it ends with K, and the word is fire truck. Okay?
Because yeah.
you're a fire truck head.
Thank you.
The answer is, of course, you're right. Thank you. let's see. On our website, at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
How about that?
Now, I want to tell you,
mm-hmm.
if you go to our website, these are pictures from the new GQ, and it is Christine Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christine Aguilera that I remember is the chick that was in I'm the Genie in the Bottle,
right.
Baby,
right.
which was just kind of skinny, kind of Avril Lavigne, although pretty,
yes.
but kind of like a Gwen Stefani.
A little dirty.
Yeah, yeah, kind of not real clean.
Like that.
Well, I mean to tell you, not only in these photos on our website, okay. courtesy of GQ, is she clean.
Right.
She's had maybe the world's best boob job.
It looks like.
Unlike that junkette that Joshua Tree touched and said that they felt like cement, I bet hers are just as soft as a, you know that I got a squeeze ball for tension.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I bet they are just as soft as my tension squeeze ball.
Yeah, I bet. I'd like to try.
These are some sweet, sweet pictures.
They sure are. They're nice.
Of Christine Aguilera. And there is, you know, it's almost like McPhee on American Idol. Mm-hmm. There's just enough nippleage there that you can say, oh, look at her.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's tasteful nudity.
That's right.
Goddamn
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Hard getting my work done today with those.
And there she is, as I call her, in the mic position.
Face down.
Oh.
Face down, ass up.
FDAU.
Christina Aguilera. That's on our webpage today if you want to see a picture. We'll break and we'll come right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I believe you found him.
We've been looking everywhere for him, haven't we?
No, the stage is supposed to be empty, but I sent the weird intern down.
Oh, you have one of those? We got one of those.
Yeah.
What does yours do?
It's just weird.
That's exactly what ours does.
Anyway, he's all yours. I'll send you a bill for the drool.
Sure, you were great.
Thank you,
Mom. Hey, here I am.
What time is it?
It's 9:30. Let's go.
We've been looking for you.
All right. That's good. 9:30. That's good.
Don't worry. We can get there by 10. I want to thank you guys for making this my big night.
Yeah.
Hank, there's something, though, that I have to tell you. Yeah, it's 9:30 a.m.
We looked for you all night, Hank.
No. No.
Make it go back. Make it go back. Turn back the world.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just people.
Beautiful minds. Don and Mike.
Ready.
Correct the bundo.
Reset, please. Reset, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Are you calling from? You calling from Music Radio WABC? Got a lot of reverb. Hey, can I have some reverb?
You bet.
Speak to him in his own element.
Going postal.
Hold on. How come it just sounded like you were in a bathroom or something?
No, I'm not.
Are you on a speaker?
No, I'm not.
He was.
I'm worried about Mr. Adams going postal.
Hold on. Were you on a speakerphone a moment ago?
A moment ago.
Would you go back on the speakerphone?
What?
Yeah, for fun.
Go back on the speakerphone.
Just this once.
Yes, sir. This is a speakerphone room lobby.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Everybody.
Yes.
Music Radio.
I'm from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
WABC outside. The weather forecast, it's like the Sonny and Cher show. Sunny tonight and fair tomorrow. Hello, love.
All right. So that was funny.
Hey, guess what? Kiss my ass, Booster.
No, don't leave me.
Bye.
Now that's funny. Now that's funny. Really, let's take a moment now and welcome. Calling... Thank goodness, not from the hospital.
Ah, good.
Radio's...
Mike
O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
He's
already... hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you feeling, friend?
Good, I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear it.
What, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, Don?
I'm doing fine, Tom.
Where's Mike?
Mike's on his way over to your house.
Yeah?
Don't you know about the big party tonight?
Yep, we have a cook party.
Yeah,
big poker party, man.
Big poker party tonight. I didn't know that.
You have a big poker party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. How do you, Tom? How do you spell faint? Because Mike said he thought he was going to faint.
F A N T E S.
All right. Faint. How do you spell sick?
S I C K.
Okay. All right. Now let's go for three in a row. How about ill?
Ill. H-E-L-L-E.
Yes. Now, tonight when you play cards, are you going to be playing seven tard stud?
Yes, we are.
Seven tard stud.
And also we'll play strip poker, too.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
It's Satan.
Oh, Satan. Hi, Satan.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Satan.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know, you are one of God's rejects.
Watch it, Satan.
Don't you have something to say to Satan, Tom?
Yeah. Satan, go kick my ass.
You know who's good in bed, Tom?
I'm going to kick your ass, Satan.
Oh, your mother.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Your mother sews socks in hell. This is Satan.
I'm going to kick your ass.
You couldn't kick anybody's ass, you little bongo.
Watch it.
How's it going, Spaz?
Watch it. I'm gonna get Charlie after you.
Charlie? Oh, you mean Mike's retarded character?
Yeah, Mike's retarded.
Watch it. Hey, Tom. I have a pointy tail.
Hey, what is it?
This is Satan, Lucifer.
No.
Beelzebub.
This is Beelzebub.
Hey, Mike.
Mike's gone. I've taken care of Mike, Tom.
No. Watch it.
Hey, Tom. Kiss my pitchfork, you spaz.
Watch it, knucklehead.
You watch it. You know what you are?
No.
You are like plastic dog poop to God.
No.
You are.
Watch it, you.
You are a novelty item in God's novelty shop.
You don't have to take this from Satan, Tom.
Shut up, Burbank, and thank you for using the C word. It's about friggin' time.
You made
Roger
me do
Satan.
It.
It's about flippin' time.
You made me.
Roger Satan.
Where the frig is O'Meara?
Hey.
How do you think his restaurant has managed to stay in business the last 2 years? He made a goddamn deal with me. And now what? He checks out early? Well, guess what, Mike? There's going to be flies in the soup tonight. Oh, you mark my words.
Satan, you're going to be flying to the North Pole if you don't watch it.
And where's that junket that I bought those fake boobs for?
Satan.
Where is that hot homeless chick that Buzz thinks is the C word? What, Tom?
Hey,
I can hardly hear you.
No, you're going to get busted by a police officer.
You know what I would like to have for breakfast? Some Pop-Tarts.
You're going to have hot fudge tonight, man. You're going to be playing strip poker. We're going to have like a bunch of strippers from CCR.
What, Tom?
Strippers?
We're going to have like...
Tom...
Hey, put Tom back on.
Your mom is here. You know what she's doing right now?
What?
She's sucking on my big pig hoof.
Watch it, knucklehead.
I don't have feet. I have hoofs.
Right.
Your mom is sucking on my big hoof right now.
What?
Suck it, honey.
Right.
Suck it for Satan.
Your language.
While your son is on the phone.
Watch your language.
Hey. Come on, Tom. I thought you liked talking to Satan. I thought I was your friend, pal.
Satan, you're a knucklehead.
Yeah, knucklehead, Satan.
Yes, Satan. Wouldn't you like to be a real boy, Tom?
Hey, Satan, you're a knucklehead.
I can do that for you. Tom, do you know who Pinocchio is?
No. You're Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is a client of mine.
No. No. Watch it.
I turned him into a real boy, Tom.
No, you watch it.
I also made Jim Belushi a household name.
Watch the language.
I've not said one flippin' thing, you spaz.
Watch it, spazzy.
What a mean hoof your mama sucks.
Watch your language.
Ooh, can you get both of my pig's feet into your mouth? Look
you
at that.
You better watch your language. I want to tell...
You're going to tell who? Who can you tell?
I'm going to tell Jesus on you.
Tell Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
Jesus.
Hello.
Jesus is a pussy.
Hello. Jesus.
I kick Jesus' ass every day of the week.
Yeah, I need him right now.
Jesus is my bitch.
Jesus.
Watch it.
Excuse me, Tom?
This is Charlie.
Charlie has the same voice as Jesus.
He's reverted.
Is this Jesus Christ?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Tom.
No.
Guess
no,
what?
This is Charlie.
Your mom is sucking Jesus' feet right now, too.
Watch the language.
She's sucking my hooves and she's sucking his toes.
Watch the language.
Isn't that nice, Jesus? Yes. Hey, Jesus. Isn't it funny that your dad made Tom as a practical joke? Yes, I know. You know what Jesus just said to me? He said that you are his dad's whoopee cushion.
What?
Tom, I got a split.
Hey, my dad's gone.
Tom? Tom, I got a split. It's the season finale of Will and Grace last night. My contract is up with those actors tonight. I got to ensure a large audience for them.
Let me talk to Don.
Hey, don't forget.
Let me talk to the boys.
Tom doesn't want to talk to Satan anymore.
No.
Hold on, what, Ralph? I'll turn this on.
What? I can't read what you just wrote.
I had to write it really fast. Don't forget, Tom is God's finger prison.
Tom is God's finger prison? Oh, like that Chinese
thing, yeah.
Finger turn.
God, Rob, Tom, you're like one of those little Chinese things where you put one finger in one end and one in the other end, and you can't get them out.
Right.
Hey, it's me, Satan. How you doing, everybody?
How you doing, Lucifer?
On a good-looking Thursday. I want to say hi to Michael Hughes. Michael Todd Hughes. He's not just a member. He's the president of the Satan Club for Management. And also a big howdy hi to Greg Gillespie. Hit on any of the waitresses down at O'Meara's?
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you like? Do you have a message for Lisa, the homeless girl?
Yeah.
I thought so.
That's a good message.
Just hey, Buzz, thinks you're the C word.
Yeah.
I got news for you, honey. That's the first place I go. That's where I live.
You like that?
I live on C Street.
You do?
Apartment C. My last name is C. Satan C.
Intersection of C and 69?
C and 69.
That's right.
Get out of here, Rob. For God's sakes. Okay, let's...
The Satan Show.
Turn that off. Mm-hmm. Just turn that off for a second. Okay, that sure was fun.
play acting.
Yeah, just some play acting.
That's right.
Do I haven't got time for this? You know what? I'd love to just play a little bit of the Dateline NBC last night.
Oh, yeah, please. I didn't catch it.
With Chris Hansen. Really, maybe the best one they've ever run.
That's what I heard.
It's perverted, and you got to know that the guys deserve to have their nuts cut off.
Of course.
But you got a guy that walks into the house, and you've heard the setup before. The guy walks into the house. He thinks he's going to meet a 14-year-old girl. It's an undercover cop. The guy walks into the house... naked.
Unbelievable.
Here it is from last night's Dateline.
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
The man was reading.
Oh, hold on. That's the other tape. Well, we'll play that one first. We'll play that one first.
Oh,
okay?
That's from this morning.
And then we'll get the buzz. And actually, two tapes for you.
Right.
Sorry about that. First, here's Regis talking about fondling children. Right. This is from today's Regis and Kelly show.
Not from Dateline.
Not from Dateline.
Although
they could be related.
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you really? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Isn't that nice? You see, there are some women who choose to stay while their children are maturing in front of their eyes.
Right.
Who care and want to nurture them and fondle them and help them grow up into...
Redo.
He just said fondle.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He just said fondle.
Right.
And meanwhile, the big gigantic trivia wheel comes down and they're just playing the loud music.
Right.
And like, nobody's made... notice the fact that he said fondled children.
Everyone's in shock, and here comes the big wheel.
Here comes Kelly.
Uncle Regis will not be babysitting anymore.
Come here, little boys. I'm just kidding. What are we doing, and where are we going?
Right.
Oh, yeah. How great
is
that?
That's She's that still great at handling it.
Just people.
Oh, too good. All right, and then real fast we get to Buzz. Here's the Dateline, the naked guy.
Right.
You want to explain yourself? Grab that towel right there, please. Wrap it around yourself.
You know, let me just say again. Like we said when Chris Hansen was on the show, and like we said before he was even on the show, when we started watching the show, I said, this is great. It's sick, and these guys deserve to be castrated with wooden spoons.
Right.
But you have to laugh at the stupidity of them.
Right.
Because again, last night on this show on Dateline, not only did they have guys who had seen the show, and they recognized Chris Hansen.
That is the most amazing.
As the guy from behind the counter.
Right.
Here's the guy that walks in. Now, his face, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see his chains. All they have pixelated is his genitals.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, he is 100% naked.
Wow.
So here we go.
You want to explain yourself? Grab that towel right there, please. Wrap it around yourself. And please sit in that stool. What are you doing?
Making a mistake.
Making a mistake. What is going on in your mind? Now, what do you think would have happened, Marvin, had I not been here and had there actually been a 14-year-old girl in that next room? What would have happened after you walked in there naked?
Something probably would have happened.
Something like what?
Something along the sexual lines.
Like you would have had sex with a 14-year-old girl?
I'm not sure if I would have done that, but...
Marvin, you're naked.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone all the way. I wouldn't go...
You went all the way when you took your clothes off. Just
Yeah. He completely naked, but wasn't going to go all the way.
You know, how can you not... The guy's sitting there at a kitchen table. He asks him to put on a towel to cover up his nuts and then says, you're not going to have sex with a 14-year-old?
There's two other notable things that happen in the remainder of that. Is first of all, it gets to the point where what he wanted to do involved a cat and Cool Whip.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we've got those tapes as well. We
and
just don't have time today.
When he leaves, Chris Hansen says, you can keep the towel.
Yeah, you must.
So good. You know what? Maybe we'll play some of those tapes in the opening tomorrow.
There's
four or five great ones. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, did you notice for the split second when he wrapped the towel around himself, he had a tent going?
Yeah, I was not going to mention that, but yeah, he was.
I wonder.
Because also, the setup was that they had the police officer that sounds like a kid was saying, there's cookies out there. And the more the police officer said, there's cookies out there. If you've got TiVo and you can go back in slow motion, it's almost like.
Oh, geez. See something growing.
You did that?
Hey, Don?
I did that, faggot. Yes, sir.
Don.
Yes.
Chloe or the girl who can do a boy voice or a girl voice?
Chloe.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Jeez.
Bye! What
question was that?
Oh, Jesus.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
stink.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was me.
He made it up.
I would do Chloe before I do a man in a heartbeat.
Of course.
There you go. That's the kind of bold statement I can make on a day when Mike is left early.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I would F Chloe O'Brien before I would F Edgar Stiles.
Okay, Don.
As he is today. Buzz.
Yes.
What do you have on your news show tonight?
Tonight, Baltimore cops order men to get naked. This fence ought to keep out the illegals. And Pat Robertson returns to Crazy Town.
Now, do you have any news about Mike?
No, I haven't heard a word.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to Lisa, the homeless girl?
No, I think I've said more than enough.
What did you call her earlier?
I called her a bad word, Don. Uncharacteristic of me.
What word did you call her outside?
Well, the C word that I can't
say. Oh, Buzz. Oh, Buzz. Sweet Buzz.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
That's all.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Just like the opportunity just for those audience members that, you know, think that you are above reproach.
Yeah.
You know, they know, oh, we love your show, but, oh, Buzz, where's Buzz? That's right.
I just sensed something there. And
Buzz said the C word.
It spilled out.
Buzz doesn't like the homeless girl. Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay.
And, please let me know if Mike's condition worsens.
I will. Make it all worthwhile.
Call me immediately. A professional.
15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Very professional.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Not as rusty as yesterday, Buzz.
La, la, la. Don and Mike.
Big season finale of CSI tonight.
Right, and Will and Grace, of course.
Yes, of course.
He's a fag.
For my money, they should change the name of that show.
Yeah?
To my name is Guilfoyle.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know the guy that plays the detective?
Right.
You got shot last week, Brass.
Lieutenant Brass.
Yeah, we've always had like a Paul Guilfoyle admiration society.
We love
here.
That guy.
You know, could be my name is Paul, according to Brass.
Uh-huh.
Leave it to Jim, or leave it to Bass.
Brass.
Leave it to Bass.
Now, do they possibly
leave it to Bass would be about Marty Bass.
That's right.
Did they possibly kill him off tonight?
I don't think so. Now this is going to be a spinoff.
Well, he's dead. How are they going to spin that off?
Excellent question. Why did you ask Gary Shandling about that?
Exactly.
Well, as soon as he calls.
Time for Buzz's news and comments. Hold on. But first, Buzz, we're going to... This never happens. I'm not doing this to screw with you, Buzz.
Oh, I know. No,
hello, Don and Mike Show, but there are calls about you, Buzz.
I'm not surprised.
Hello, Sherry.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry from the state of Washington. Hi, honey.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I think your problem with that girl is the fact that she had people wanting to help her get her a job, place to live, and she said she didn't want to go there because it was too far away, like she's too good to move over there or something.
So are you saying then, Sherry, that you also see a crack in the structure here, that you see some kind of potential problem with Lisa?
Yeah, before I even knew that you didn't like her, I heard that, and it totally struck me wrong, and I just went...
Now, hold on.
That's such a relief, because I thought I was on an island by myself.
Well, you know what? Look at... You know what? You should go play the lottery.
Really?
Only you can call a homeless lady who we have living in our parking lot. Only you can get away with calling her a bitch and the C word. And the listeners call, and here I am, because Joe's got like 8,000 calls. The whole time I was doing the thing with Tom, being Satan, like Joe's sending me instant messages like, people want to talk to Buzz. People want to talk to Buzz. I thought they'd be jumping down your ass.
So did I.
How long have you and Mike and me been hating, and we never get a support call? He hates 1 minute.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't always join in the hate,
hello?
But today I'm leading the charge.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Buzz is a mean man. I thought he used to be nice.
I did used to be nice.
But you called her the C word, and I was taught that was bad. You're not as bad as...
See, that's the fake retarded guy calling again.
Pretending to be retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
We don't need fakes to call.
Just pretending.
I think he's in management.
Buzz, did I mention...
What?
Business takes efficiency.
Well, don't tell me about it.
And whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Mm-hmm. Life takes Visa. And now, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Mike, wherever you are. Get well. We regret, first of all, any confusion that we may have caused by reporting Monday that Pat Robertson had seemed to make sense while speaking to young Republicans in Virginia last Saturday.
You're speaking Queen's English when you say we, because you really meant you.
Well, I thought it would be conceited to say I, so I thought I'd use the editorial we.
Remember.
Yes?
If it comes up in conversation, if you're going to say, for instance, Mike and me do a show.
Right.
What you do is you take the Mike and part of it. Uh-huh. Would you say to someone... Me do a show?
You wouldn't say that.
You would say...
Tarzan would say that.
Did you learn this in school?
No, yes. I would say...
They would say...
This is how it's done.
Yeah, right, this is how you learn. Yeah. You say, Mike and I do a show.
That's right.
I like it like Bizarro, though. Me do show.
Me do show with Mike. And also remember, you spell dessert with two S's.
That's
right. You spell desert with one S's. You know why?
How do you remember that?
Because you always want seconds on desserts.
That's right.
Okay, I'll
those are good rules.
I'll pass these tips along.
And friend always ends E-N-D. Friend to the end.
Or I before E, if you prefer.
Yes. Buzz?
Yes.
What were you talking? Pat Robertson.
That's right.
Yes.
Fortunately.
He makes a lot of sense.
What a relief. The laws of physics have returned to normal now that Robertson has said that God's told him a tsunami will hit the United States this year. He told his 700 Club audience yesterday, if I heard the Lord right, the coasts of America will be lashed by storms. There may well be something as bad as a tsunami in the Pacific Northwest.
If you heard him right, like what the bad, like what he's on the phone and he's going, God, you're going through a bad cell. I can't really pick up what.
Exactly.
Hello, can you hear me now, God? A tsunami when? Oh, speaking of that, cell phones.
Yes.
The commercial that drives me nuts.
Which one?
It is an efficient commercial because it catches my attention.
Right.
But it's about dropped calls.
Yes.
It's got the chick standing in front. She goes, you know the thing that I hate most about my phone service? It's when I'm on the phone with someone.
And then it cuts out. Yeah.
And that's what I... Because invariably, and this is what they want.
Right.
You know, they want you to, like, pick up your remote and go...
What's wrong?
Duh. So you hit volume, and then by the time she comes back on, it's like, and that's why I don't like myself. Effective advertising.
Very effective. I think they have a whole series of those, different people experiencing the same problem.
That works.
So apparently there were only two bars on God's cell phone at the time that Pat Robertson got the call. The National Guard is standing by for those tsunamis, except for the part of the Guard that's in Iraq or patrolling the Mexican border.
So there you go with your neck stepping again. But the important part of this story is that Pat Robertson says God called him.
That's right.
And said God's pissed and we're going to have a tsunami here in the U.S.
Hitting the U.S. possibly in the Pacific Northwest this year.
Hey, now.
You want to call him a Satan?
That's the heads up.
I've had my Satan fun today, right?
Perhaps tomorrow then.
And speaking of Mexico, it's more hole than fence, actually. But the Senate has voted.
Oh, please, I thought you were talking about the homeless.
No. I've moved on. The Senate has voted to greatly increase the amount of fencing that separates the U.S. from Mexico.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
The border meanders through over 2,000 miles. The new fencing will bring to 500 miles the amount of fence separating the two countries.
May I
20%.
Suggest?
Yes.
May I suggest?
What's the suggestion?
Long fence.
Oh, they're very good.
Very good.
They put some chain link up in my backyard.
Very good.
That is, I mean, really, doesn't look white trashy at all.
No, the most trusted name in fencing.
And they got this nice plastic, almost looks like wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you can't beat it.
We need a long fence, apparently.
Fencing.
Yes, but there's more fencing now than ever before along the U.S.-Mexican border.
Fencing right now.
Come to that, they're fencing.
You cannot come into this country. Ah, but if I knock the sword out of your hand, I will be able to be the king of San Diego.
Here comes Zorro. So 500 miles fence out of 2,000 miles of border, that's 20%. In other words,
fencing.
It's like having a fence that's 5 feet wide with a 4-foot hole in it. But to many, at least, it's a start on stopping illegal immigration.
How's this noise working out for you, Buzz?
I'm fine with it. I enjoy the fence.
What noise?
The bill that cleared the Senate yesterday also gives millions of illegals already here a chance to become illegal.
La, 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 la.
Too many lawmakers. You're doing that with one hand behind your back. That's very cool. To many lawmakers, it sounds like amnesty, and that means that the bill passed the Senate yesterday may not be worth a peso.
Okay.
We used to take some relief in knowing that the world didn't hate America, just the current president. it was as if the world understood that American politics goes in cycles. And
he's mentally retarded.
This too would pass. But
like a woman goes through cycles.
But yes, exactly. But for the first time in years, first time ever, there's been a dramatic and ugly change in the way the world views the American people.
Well, haven't they always hated us? I mean,
I think we've perceived that. There have been quirks about us that they've always pointed out or laughed at.
Aren't they jealous of us, though? I mean,
well,
really,
I think that's always
really
been the
case.
Really,
when it comes down to it, when you're the big dog,
right?
You know, I mean,
you're going to get some. But it's never been like this before.
Even a second-rate United States like Great Britain.
A lot.
You know what I mean?
Hey, right.
When it comes right down to it, you know what that is? That's America light.
Well, I thought Canada was America light.
Third rate. Yeah, we're the ones that kept it from sinking in 41.
Listen, I know we've saved everybody, Rob, but I'm just saying, it seems to me that of all the evolved nations, Britain is the one that wants, you know, Britain wants so much to be like America.
Of course.
But on the other hand, they do everything they can to put us down.
And
you know what I say
different.
To them?
What?
It's another F word, mm-hmm. but not the one you think. The word's fluoride.
Uh-huh.
It comes in toothpaste. Try it.
Remember, they floss with screwdrivers. That's you right, had that story last week.
Try it. Anyway,
here's the deal.
We're a great country, and the other countries are just jealous of us.
Well, then maybe that's it. Now, in the past, though, Europeans, Asians, and Arabs have disliked the occasional president, but in surveys, they said they liked and admired the American people. The latest polls showed that they see us as greedy, violent, and rude.
Well, greedy, mm-hmm. violent, rude.
Guilty on all charges.
And also, incidentally, you drink a lot of coffee? A European. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Suddenly, fewer than half the folks in Canada, Spain, Poland, and Russia think Americans are honest. The number of young people in Great Britain who distrust us has doubled. In the past year or so, the percentage of Russians with a favorable view of the U.S. has dropped from 61% to 36%.
If we're so bad, why do you all want to come live here?
It's quite a drop.
If we're so bad, mm-hmm. then why is Taylor Hicks such a friggin' phenomenon.
Here, here.
Thank you. End of discussion.
That's right.
I don't want to hear this talk about John, Paul, George, Ringo.
James Mark 5.
Nice, timely reference. Thank you.
They were contemporaries of the Beatles.
Yes, but the Beatles were popular. Dave Clark 5, relatively speaking. Give me another
big name.
English band, British band.
The Rolling Stones.
The Cure.
Oasis.
The Cure, Oasis, right.
Right.
The Clash.
Right.
They're no Taylor Hicks.
London's calling.
Don't you think that they're jealous of us? Of course they are.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. And you know why?
What?
Even on stuff that we don't invent, like American Idol.
Right.
Is it our fault that we take it and make it better than they did?
Bigger and better.
All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
Big hit show over in Britain.
Much bigger here.
But now, what do you think of when you think of Happy Bigot? But also Archie Bunker.
Right.
Are all in the Family.
Hey, if you're a white guy, the Fox News Channel's the station for you, and that's our story when we come back.
You know what?
What?
I am. And we will be.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
If I had told her that I love her.
Well, let's see. Mike cried during American Idol, so I can play Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart right now.
I think so. You're going to pass.
He's a fag. That was for me. Hold on.
Yes.
More news and comments. And this news, weather, music program is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot. Bringing the great taste of authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. And I want to throw a very quick, not a plug, almost a solicit. Madden Nation, I think I've mentioned this, is called, and in late July, early August, before training camp, I'm going to be playing Torrey Holt.
Very cool.
From the Rams in Madden in some kind of schmuck, low-level celebrity versus NFL player thing.
Pros versus Joes.
Yeah, right. Pros versus hoes. And anyway, I'm really sure I'm going to get my ass kicked. So if you would like to play me in Madden, Xbox Live, send an invitation to Don and Mike website. Let me know how long you've been playing the game. Let me know when you might be available to play. Because what I'd like to do is start playing some listeners, post the results on our website.
Oh, very cool.
And you know, at least that way I feel that I'm not always walking into a dark alley.
Right.
Which is kind of the way I feel when I sign on to Xbox Live sometime and I go into the rooms and it's like
a very scary
place. The names scare me.
Sure, you know, they're supposed to.
The names have bad words in them.
Intimidating names.
Yes. Anyway, so that's the email. Right on in, right. Because I'm starting to get a little nervous about playing Tori Holt in roughly 6-8 weeks, whatever it is.
A little practice will make you feel better.
Once again, now here's the misogynist Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. If you're a white guy afraid of the different skin colors that surround you.
Two white guys right here.
Then Fox News is apparently the channel for you.
We love Fox News, Buzz.
It has been a heck of a week.
They tell the truth.
For Fox News anchors and alumni.
Yeah.
Fox commentator John Gibson, you'll recall, led by telling his white viewers to make more babies after reporting on the Hispanic birth rate.
Oh, and then there was the Tony Snow tar baby thing.
The former Fox commentator now speaks for the White House.
I got to bust in again, just to mention to you. I know that I tell you all the time, you know, oh, too much neck stepping, too much this, too much that. I spoke with my girlfriend last night, and she was then talking to somebody, and I was quoting you. I said, Tony Snow used the phrase tar baby in his very first press conference. She mentioned it to somebody. Somebody said, no, that's not true. That has to be made up.
No.
And it was so sweet, Buzz. I know that I bust your balls all the time about neck stepping. Yeah. But this is one time it was so sweet to be able to say, this is a third party,
right?
Somebody I don't know, somebody my girlfriend knows. It was so sweet to be able to say, I am positive Tony Snow used the phrase tar baby.
Hug the tar baby.
Right. And, you know, remember, Robert Mailman sent us the pictures of that restaurant in South Carolina.
Named it.
Tar Baby.
Right.
All you had to do, and it was so simple. I said to Adrian last night, I said, you know what you tell him to do? Tell him to go do a Google search.
Right.
And put in the word, Tar Baby, Tony Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Got a few hits.
7 matches, and I say this to you, Buzz.
Yes?
How come that didn't get more play nationally? I think on our show, and I try to watch CNN Today, all that stuff. How come it only got play on our show?
Because I think a lot of the real, legitimate news people, press people, wanted to give the guy a break, give him a pass on his first day. He had the whole crying thing with his cancer, and it's a challenging job, to say the least. And I think they just wanted to give him a pass. As you know, I have no sympathy for either White House spokesman or homeless people.
Or for cancer.
Obviously.
I hate cancer.
Good for you, Rob.
Not to be left out of the party. So we had the John Gibson with the birth rate. We had Tony Snow saying tar baby. Not to be left out of the party. Bill O'Reilly telling his audience that the white power structure in this country is under attack by, quote, lefty zealots, including the New York Times.
I'm so glad he's on this stage.
Quoting O'Reilly, many far-left thinkers believe the white power structure that controls America is bad, so a drastic change is needed. O'Reilly's also referred to the immigration movement in this country as the Browning of America. He's theorized that, this is his theory,
Great Browning Element.
Great Browning Element.
Yeah, I'm quoting Lost in America.
His stated theory is that Hispanics plan to take back some of the land we stole by migrating to the southwestern states. And quoting O'Reilly again from yesterday, according to lefty zealots, the white Christians who hold power must be swept out by a new multicultural tide, a rainbow coalition, if you will, end quote. Fox News, the channel for scared white folks. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with suicide is inconsiderate.
I just wanted to take a moment out to say get well, Michael Mara.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Hits. And, of course, this is Lefty Zealot. How are you? Just wanted to use the DJ name Lefty Zealot. Okay, more news, more buzz coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Uber Hunkies, Don and Mike.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow's our last chance with homeless chick Lisa.
Yes.
Tomorrow's the last day she'll be with us.
Sorry to see her go.
Joshua Tree, and we'll have it out with Buzz and her tomorrow. We'll find out what homeless Lisa's plans are, and I think we'll have new photos on the web tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're leaving the camera with them.
Of their last night tonight. So that'll be on tomorrow's episode. Now, once again, here's Guy Burley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Finally, suicide is so inconsiderate. In Berlin, a 47-year-old man tried to take his own life by jumping in front of a commuter train. But he jumped too late and flew into the driver's side window. He's going to be okay, but the train suffered thousands of dollars damage. Inconsiderate. And Pennsylvania's Dave Rockwell tried
to
end it. Dave tried to end it after 21 years by running out onto the interstate in Kentucky yesterday. Amazingly, not a single car hit him, but two of the cars, trying to avoid him, hit each other. Thanks, Dave. Oh, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Was that just a generic Dave?
No, he had a name.
Sometimes you talk about Letterman like that. You said, did you watch Dave last night?
No, that's my Dave. This was... is Dave Rockwell.
Oh, right. Yeah. Rockwell? You mean the guy, someone's watching me? Somebody's watching me? We got to go.
Yeah, we do.
Show's over. Uh-huh. Well, we got all the commercials in today. Let me see. Tomorrow we got a brand new game. Tomorrow the return of Cousin Luigi.
Cool.
We got Homeless Lisa, and we got not Gary Shandling, that's for sure.
No, that's been done.
We had him for 10 minutes today. That's it. We got to fly. Oh, yeah. Hey, wherever you are, Mike, get well very, very quickly. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Gary Shandling's calling.
Is he talking about his hair?
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.